James, thank you very much. James Weller, John Holmes is next. Thank you for being with me all morning and kind of a little bit of the afternoon. It's coming up to 1 o'clock. News with Rachel.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Attention, please. All trains are delayed.
Ooh, it's freezing, Wilbur, and we'll be stuck here a while.
Oh.
This winter, British Gas are doing more to help keep your home warm with Hive Active Heating. Just £9 a month for our home care customers. With Hive, you can control your home from your phone, wherever you are, which could save you up to £150 on your energy bills.
Don't worry, Wilbur. It'll be warm and toasty when we get home.
Ah! Search British Gas. Conditions and cancellation charges apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
My best Christmas is all about big smiles at the big switch-on. We add something new every year. This year, it's a couple of light-up reindeer from Wilco. It's not the Blackpool Illuminations, but it's not far off.
With selected lights now half price at Wilco, you can see their faces light up, as well as the rest of the house. Visit us in-store or at wilco.com. This year, bring home your best Christmas. Where there's a Wilco, there's a way. Selected stores subject to availability.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Hello, good afternoon, welcome along. It's a Thursday, it's just about 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Southgate comments on football abuse scandal. EU immigration to the UK hits a record level. And Sheeran jokes after his royal injury.
Talk Radio.
The new England football manager has praised former players who've spoken out about being sexually abused as children. It's on the day the NSPCC's revealed it's received almost 900 calls on a special hotline which was set up last week. Gareth Southgate says he played alongside one of the alleged victims.
With the benefit of hindsight, you always relay then things that you've seen from the past and have an understanding of, oh, okay, maybe that's why we saw things we saw. So I think it's a very difficult situation. I think the world was very different 20 years ago.
A 15-year-old boy has been charged with manslaughter after a Polish man died after being attacked in Essex. Arkadiusz Jodrzewicz died 2 days after sustaining head injuries in the attack in Harlow in August. Immigration to the UK has reached a record level as the number of EU citizens coming to live here has reached an historic high. Overall, net migration shows 335,000 more people moved to Britain than left during the period ahead of June's referendum. It's as the Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson's team has denied reports he supports freedom of movement. His Brexit secretary, David Davis.
He believes that some immigration is useful. We all agree that. That is not the same as thinking that free movement of people as it now stands is a good idea. It's a problem.
A minute's silence will be observed at all of next week's Champions League and Europa League matches following the plane crash in Colombia that killed most of a Brazilian football team. British air accident investigators are going to examine the flight recorders in an attempt to discover what caused the disaster. 71 people died when the plane came down on Tuesday. And Ed Sheeran's joked about getting his face cut open as he showed off a scar during his first official performance this year. It was reported earlier this week the singer needed stitches after Princess Beatrice accidentally hit him with a sword while pretending to knight James Blunt. The 25.
Glad you said that word right.
Yes. The 25-year-old also told the audience.
James what?
Blunt.
Okay.
At the fundraiser.
Ironically, not like the sword.
Well done.
Okay.
Can I finish my sentence? You've interrupted so many times.
I don't know. You don't normally.
I do normally finish sentences.
Yes, you do. That's absolutely
yeah.
right.
I'm going to start the last one again.
Okay.
Can you refrain from interrupting?
Yep.
The 25-year-old also told the audience at the fundraiser that it was nice to be back after having a year off and asked if people, if anyone had read about the incident in the papers. I'm finished now. I've just
okay.
got to do the weather.
Here comes the weather jingle.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Your one. Go on. Do it.
What?
I like your weather jingle more, though.
Do you?
Yeah, please.
Here's
do
Victoria.
It.
She's got the weather. It's Victoria. She's got the weather.
Thanks, John. Rather cloudy and dry with the best of the sunshine across Wales and southern England. Highs of 10 degrees.
Is that it?
Yes.
James what?
Blunt.
Okay. And... Woody Woodpecker in the studio over there. A bit weird, wasn't it? What is it? What's this detritus,
that?
By the way, in the studio?
Penny Smith is yeah. a slob.
Yeah,
that
well.
Is what we've just learned. I'm surprised that's not in your news.
No, she has left.
Hang on. Breaking news. Penny Smith is a slob.
Yeah, and she's left detritus. And what's more, it stinks of farts in here.
Can I just say that?
That's either Penny Smith or Penny Smith's paper reviewer.
Can I just say that I came in the studio.
I don't know which one of them it is.
And I was, and you were alone in here.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing you said.
Yes, because I didn't want you to think it was me.
Well, I do think it's you
it's
because
not.
You're making such a fuss
I'm
about
just
it.
Saying. Either that or Cass has been in here.
Cass just said in my ears, whoever smelt it dealt it. And then I'm.
Because she's so grown up in that. Anyway. Yes, I am.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah, okay, it's Ben Fletcher now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. New England manager Gareth Southgate says captain Wayne Rooney isn't guaranteed a starting place in the side. The former under-21s boss has been speaking for the first time since taking on the senior role permanently on a four-year deal. He says Rooney will keep the armband, but he might have to share it.
Wayne Rooney is the England captain. I said that at the beginning of the interim period. I think what's also clear is that I've only selected him to start in two of the four matches that we've had, so it's obviously not a case that I think Wayne expects to play every game.
Meanwhile, Southgate says that despite the reports, there's no option for the FA to break his contract after the 2018 World Cup. Tottenham striker Harry Kane has signed a new long-term contract, keeping him at White Hart Lane until 2022. Despite a spell on the sidelines with injury, Kane scored 6 goals in 10 appearances so far this season. Finally, rugby and Wasps number 8 Nathan Hughes will make his first start for England this weekend. He'll replace the injured Billy Vanipola against Australia in Saturday's Autumn International. Harlequins wing Marlon Yard comes in for the suspended Elliot Daly. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there with the pre-recorded sport, with the noise of Cass bringing in a cup of tea and being angry about it over the top. It's because the mics are live. It's now 1:05 and we are going to bring you...
Oh,
what's the matter now?
I've got a sting in my back.
What? The pop star sting is in your back?
No, I think something just stung me.
What?
All right, carry on. Go on, move on.
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
God's
sake.
Quite
funny seeing you ride around.
Not the first time you've done
it. It's not. It is.
Sorry. Chloe, press a button.
Talk Radio.
At Morrison's, selected 1 litre bottles of spirits are £15 each. Choose from Smirnoff Vodka, Bacardi White Rum, Gordon's Gin, Bell's Whiskey, 3 barrels brandy, and many more. Christmas, Morrison's makes it.
Majority of stores while stocks last. Max 3, Bacardi in 3 barrels and 4th of December. Please drink responsibly.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, I am Sam's dad.
Well, I hope your son fails school.
What do you think? Has he got a man bun? Yes, of course, yeah. What's in it? Cereal. Fine.
What's the app called?
G-Spotting.
I went on the App Store, I couldn't find it.
I mean, it sort of is. Man croissants. If you took everyone's spine out, well, that is mould size.
Probably £4 a pop.
That's a fact, isn't it? Asprod Castro is showing his boob to Victoria. Just one boob.
I can't believe you just got that.
Justin Bieber in Will I Am That Power. One of the best ways to defrost a carb is to put it in a massive microwave. Chicken, beef or lamb. Or a box of Eric Bristow's media career.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello then, and good afternoon to you. Welcome. Welcome, of course, as we open the 1st of December door of the Talk Radio Advent Calendar. Let's open it now. Oh, look. Look behind the first door. It's a very exciting moment when you open the first door. It's a picture there of the Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon weekday show. Oh, with some tinsel on it. How lovely. Look at it. Oh, I'm going to do that thing of cheating where you open the last door just to see what's in the... on the first day, where you open the last one just to see what's in the... It's going to open that and... look at that. Look at that. A nativity scene of Paul Ross. Bringing gifts for the baby Jesus, isn't he? See him there? Full set gifts he's got there. Gold. Frankincense. Meow, meow. Just going to close that back up again. I'm just going to eat the chocolate Julia Hartley Brewer. It's very hard and unpleasant. And for some reason, the filling is completely right of centre. In taste of Brexit, I don't like it. Hello! I'm John Holmes. This is very much your Talk Radio in the afternoon thing. On your Thursday. First day of Advent, then, of course, and I'm not afraid to mention that. And that's thanks to Theresa May, who today in the newspapers has said that we should not be scared to talk about Christianity. And we shouldn't worry about offending other religions, she said. So I'm pleased to open today's show, Christmas Advent Calendar, a Christian Christmas Advent Calendar we've got. I mean, to be honest, it's hard to make an Islamic Advent Calendar, isn't it? You know, because you'd never be able to put a picture of Muhammad in it, would you? Last door, you couldn't... In fact, you couldn't even have any doors, probably, on that. Because the Metropolitan Police would kick them in on the pretext that there must be bomb-making equipment behind them. Oh, there's nothing here, Sarge. It's just a bauble. Shoot it, bloody baubles, all different colours. Shoot it. Can't be too careful. Metropolitan Police there. Merry Christmas. Anyway, hello, it's very much time to get things started, as the Muppets used to say. Why don't we get things started on the 1 till 4 Talk Radio weekday afternoon show in the afternoons this afternoon? And let me now paint a disappointing picture of what's behind today's show door, then. Is it a door or a window in advent calendars, by the way?
I always say windows.
You go window.
Window.
Victoria.
Door.
I say door.
Door.
Yeah, well, you go window. Interesting.
Window.
Quick straw poll there. Why not let us know what you call the thing on an advent calendar? A door or a window? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
See how text-ins organically create themselves. What an excellent one this is. This is just kind of the hard-hitting issues that we're not afraid to tackle, isn't it?
No.
Door or window on an advent calendar? What do you call it? 87 I've done that one. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Tweet us the word door or the word window.
That's right. Lines are open. Headline hijacks on the way this afternoon. A made-up news story, as you well know. In the news at 2 o'clock, there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit, those who have popped out for lunch, as the data indicates that lunchtime is between 1 and 2 o'clock. We'd like you to fib and fabricate your way into the news. That is a headline hijack, a made-up story. Think of Victoria's mouth as the window or door on a sort of face-shaped advent calendar. And when it's opened at 2 p.m, this mouth, yeah, contains your news lie behind it. Can I cheat and open your mouth early?
You may never open my mouth.
We'll meet a lonely luncher as well, of course. Are you a lonely what lunch? A lonely listener what lunch? Well, if you are lunching alone, there's a very simple way to make your lunchtime fewer lonely, and it's this. Simply come on the radio and talk to us. That is it. That's all you have to do. Idle chit-chat, a speciality. You'll be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair to commemorate that life-changing occasion. You will also get a gift prize souvenir. It could be a Talk Radio mug. It could be a Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar that, when he left, got chucked in a skip. We fished them out. Or it could be a John Holmes colander that we got by accident due to a typo in an email. Here's the email you need to use. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Who's our work experience pundit today?
Slim J's back.
Slim J is back, looking through some geeky, gadgety stuff. She's our work experience. The day's big stories will be analysed through the medium of the premise of Japanese poetry. The news in haikus, that'll be. We're going to be out on the streets, possibly. Microphones being shoved at the mouths of strangers to find out what they think. We are asking the public today if they think takeaway or calendars. A man from TalkSport, with no knowledge of or interest in showbiz, will be looking through the showbiz for us. There's a diversity paper review. Of course, each day a different diversity goes through the papers. Today it's Matt, who is Jewish. It's Thursday, and so we will bring you this week's edition of nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster. Today, Talk Radio news hound Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
Has both his knowledge of Paul Ross and his patience well and truly tested. And we will be bringing you hot guest action. Alan Davis, out of off of QI and Jonathan Creek and other things, will be here to plug something or other that he's got out for Christmas. Alan Davis with us on the programme around about 2:30. Ginger Dave not producing. And that's because behind door or window one of his advent calendar, he found a student. You can guess the rest. Aspod Castro is
through the glass.
She's through the
miserable window.
I've told you about calling me that.
All right. Behind door one of her advent calendar is a tattoo of some anger. Chloe's on the buttons this afternoon. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe got engaged.
Oh, right. Congratulations.
Oh, let's see the ring.
Congratulations, ooh. Chloe.
Ooh. Small.
It doesn't like you much, does it, yet?
What did he say?
Nothing. Victoria's got the news.
Yep.
Yes. Paid intern, Corny.
Hi, John.
Hi, Corny. What?
I've got this. I've just found this on my desk.
Yeah.
It's a two post-it notes.
Yes.
It's got tour dates, 15th tour start. So basically it's from a guest who's been in the studio today.
Yes.
I was wondering who it is. On the back, someone's just written Paul, who clearly... So it's clearly whoever was in on Paul Ross's show today.
Didn't know his name or who he was.
No, so he had to write it down.
That's very good. Oh, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Welcome. Let us start to get into today's big story with some music.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. They cross the lovers, the roses and the rain. Waste your summer praying.
Springsteen. On Talk Radio. But why would I be playing Bruce Springsteen on Talk Radio? Why? It's called Thunder Road, and we're playing it at 17 minutes past 1 o'clock. It's Thunder Road, it's Bruce Springsteen, it's on Talk Radio in the afternoons, but why? Why? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because it links to today's big story. Yeah. It's a bit of production colour, isn't it? It's the way on the radio you make a seamless link between the opening show menu that I read out.
Yeah.
And the big story. It gets us from one thing to the other in a seamless musical fashion. It's a production technique. So, all that remains for Cornelius to do is to... And play along at home, why don't you? Have a guess at what today's big story is! What could it be, Cornelius, today's
well,
big story?
Paul,
you've written the wrong name down.
Oh, sorry. I was just looking at the wrong post-it. Well, John.
Yes.
Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen.
Yep, today, links
Thunder,
to today's big
the
story.
The weather.
Nope.
Roads.
Yes.
What's up with roads?
What do you put on? What goes on a road?
Cars.
Yes.
Ah, the car story.
The big story today, of course, is
the
front of all the papers is a crackdown on the motorist, the removal of speed bumps. This is an investigation by some government committee or other, and about cutting car emissions. On the front of all the papers today, so we're going to talk about cars. We're going to need a guest. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. It's her job to book a guest. Occasionally she gets one that works. Cass.
Oh,
that's the noise of her arm. She's a robot.
Yeah.
Could you get me a guess, please?
Who do you want?
Someone to talk about the cars, the motoring.
Cars.
Okay.
Great. That's Cass booking as a guest. And that was Bruce Springsteen and Thunder Road on the radio. Thunder Road.
Why didn't you play Drive by the Cars? Or Cars by Gary Numan?
I didn't think of that.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Pants, just what I wanted, said no one, ever. At B&Q, we've loads of Christmas gifts you'll really want, like the Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for an incredible £36. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in Greater Manchester for the clockwise M60. Two lanes are out near Junction 18 for the Symmetry Island because of a police incident. And in the Wigan area, the A49 Queen Street remains closed south after a bridge collapse. It's the bridge near to the North Western station which is damaged. Out of Tamworth, the southbound side of the A5 towards the M42 at Junction 10 is very slow. A lane still closed there following an accident. And in St Ives Cornwall, the A390 near to St Ives Cross is blocked by an accident involving a lorry and a van. I'm Jarena Adams.
Mum's delighted with her Prosecco. Rich from number 4 is having a nip of port. And Aunt Edith, she's sipping a cheeky drop of Rioja. Brilliant. Everyone's happy. Buy 6 or more bottles of wine, champagne, sparkling sherry or port at Sainsbury's and save 25%.
Offer ends 4th December. Selected stores and availability exclude Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Please drink responsibly.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Breaking news for you, by the way. The guest that didn't know Paul Ross's name while being interviewed by him and thus had to have it written in front of him on a post-it note was...
Shakin' Stevens.
And we know that because Shakin' Stevens' Wikipedia page printout is in the bin in the studio. A little bit of detective work for you there.
Coffee stained as well.
Yeah. Well, it's Paul Ross. It might not be coffee. Right, let's talk about today's big story. So the front pages of many of today's newspapers are reporting on the report by the so-called National Institute for Care and Excellence. Nope, me neither. Which makes suggestions to make our roads better. Some of the papers have chosen an optimistic viewpoint, such as this headline, speed bumps could be axed from roads, or good news for drivers. While, as you would expect, the Mail have gone for crackdown on the motorists. Now, I haven't read the Mail details there, but I presume their angle is that the government are planning to fill our cars with immigrants, opening up good, honest, hard-working British families, people carriers as hostels for adult migrants pretending to be 12. And any leftover cars, according to the Mail, will be forced to live in a tented camp while the good, hard-working British taxpayer looks through the chain-link fence crying tears of petrol. So is it good news in the papers today, or is it a crackdown, or is it both? It's confusing, depending on which paper you read. So let's find out exactly what it is, because on the other end of the telephone balancing unit is the editor of Autocar. He's called Matt Burt. Good afternoon, Matt. Hello.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Very right? Well, thank you. Yeah, good. Thank you for coming on the programme. So, right, some papers saying good news for the motorists, other ones are saying it's a crackdown on motorists. Which is it?
It's just, you know, only in Britain could we have speed bumps as the biggest story of the day, couldn't we, really? I think it's great if they get rid of speed bumps. It's fantastic. I absolutely hate them.
Yeah.
But, and I honestly believe there's better ways to slow cars down. And they do cause, you know, I think this is a good point, that they do cause extra pollution because the cars going over the speed bumps, they're slowing down, they're speeding up. That's when your car engine is working in its least efficiency.
Right, that's the argument, isn't it? It's a case of if cars are moving more constant speed, the emissions would be fewer because you're just not altering the revs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, efficient driving is all about momentum. Keep it at a steady speed, keep your car going, don't brake unnecessarily, don't speed up unnecessarily. That's what speed bumps make you do. And plus, you know, they damage cars. It's well known that they damage suspension.
Yeah. So what's, in terms of the evidence of the good of speed bumps, though, in terms of, obviously it's traffic calming, isn't it? It's supposed to get people driving slowly in residential areas, that kind of thing. I mean, have they worked from that point of view?
I think there's a psychological thing where if you now come into a street with speed bumps, I think you're sort of aware that they're there for a reason. You know, they're not there through just councils being bloody-minded. They put those things in to slow you down. So you kind of go, well, hang on, you know, why are they here? And they do work, you're right. But what I found, people these days tend to veer towards SUVs, high-riding SUVs, which can just go straight over the top of the speed bumps.
Yeah.
So, you know, they at unabated speed, basically.
Is there any... I'm going to throw this out there as a thought, but if you alter the... Don't remove the speed bump, right? Make it bigger, alter the angle. I'm talking more of a ramp, right? Then you've got cars off the roads, quite literally, haven't you? Because maintaining a constant speed through the air.
Flying cars. We're all told
if you turn them into
the next big thing. So, yeah.
Yeah,
this could be... We would all just be retrained as stunt drivers, though, wouldn't we?
Well, I'd be happy with that. This is interesting. I was reading through this report. Now, this is a report by the National Institute for Care and Excellence. Are you familiar with them? It's the first time I've ever heard of them.
I'm not completely familiar. They sound like a very high-standing body, though.
Yes, and, of course, their acronym is NICE, which makes me a little bit sick. One of their ideas is to separate cyclists, and I'm quoting this now, separate cyclists from cars with foliage. Fine, and then it says this is ideas about, you know, keeping cyclists separate, but I say here's an idea, Matt. Why don't we put cyclists closer to drivers, and I'm thinking by putting them in cars and throwing their bikes away.
That's a fantastic solution to everything. Are the cyclists wearing the foliage? Is that the idea?
They don't go into that much detail. That's the thing. I don't know whether, because I thought the point was the danger is you're supposed to be looking out for cyclists, but if they're hidden in camouflage, like disguised as a tree, I don't think that's a very safe idea.
Yeah, I mean, we can all see already, you know, the cycle lanes they're trying to build in London are just a massive inconvenience for everyone because a lot of cyclists don't use them. They prefer to be somewhere else. And, you know, they take a lot of disruption and a lot of space for cars. So I don't know if you add extra foliage everywhere, that's just going to kind of exacerbate that problem, really. I think if you could offer them a lift, and, you know, especially on a cold winter's day like today.
That's right. And that's, you know, that's going to keep cyclists safe because then they'll be in the car. So that makes entire sense. And then throw their bikes in a skip. Now, finally, sleeping policeman. That's another name for your speed bump, isn't it? It used to be called sleeping policeman.
Yeah.
That's a thing. What about this? Right, because a sleeping policeman, not much use. What about an awake policeman, right, lying down in the road? Because you're more likely to stop for that, aren't you? And make driving safer in that way.
I'd hazard a guess that a proportion of the population, of the motoring population, would stop if a policeman was lying in the road.
Yeah, but obviously, clearly awake as well, like lying down in a bed reading a book or something. I mean, obviously an awake policeman.
I've never understood why we couldn't have more vigilant policemen on busy junctions where, you know, traffic infractions are happening, and on busy streets, where they just kind of point at people and go, you're nicked unless you slow down, or you're nicked unless you don't jump that red light, etc.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't ask us, Matt, really. They went to this National Institute for Care and Excellence, and they could have just come to me and you. We'd have kind of sorted that.
So that we haven't got a sort of a handy acronym for our organisation, at least.
We need to work on that. You're Matt Burt, so... No, you're right, doesn't... Matt Burt... Car Matt. No? Anyway. Matt, listen, thank you very much for joining us and shedding some light on whether or not it was a crackdown or good news for motorists. That's Matt Burt, he's the editor of Autocar. If you've got a thought on that, I mean, he's right, isn't he? In Britain, it can only be in Britain that speed bumps are the biggest story of the day. Do get in touch with us on the front page of all of the papers today. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll take your reactions as they come in. I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Nearly 900 calls have been made to the helpline set up to support the victims of child sex abuse within football. As more footballers speak out, the NSPCC says there's been a staggering urge in the amount of people getting in touch. Meanwhile, the Football Association is looking into allegations that a top club paid hush money to a former youth player. Here's the FA's chief executive, Martin Glenn.
We have clear laws and rules in the game that need to be followed, and if there's been any evidence of a breach of those, so hushing up would be one, subject to due process. When it's our turn to apply the rules, we absolutely will, from top to bottom, regardless of size of club.
A 15-year-old boy has been charged with manslaughter after a Polish man was attacked in Essex in August. The victim suffered head injuries in Harlow and died 2 days later. The number of people from the EU migrating to the UK has hit a new high. An estimated 284,000 people arrived in the year ending in June, 19,000 more than the year before. A minute's silence will be observed at all of next week's Champions League and Europa League matches following the plane crash in Colombia. British Air accident investigators are involved in examining the flight recorders. And Ofcom is investigating landline phone providers after a price surge in recent years. The regulator says some firms are charging up to 41% more despite their costs falling. The weather rather cloudy and dry with the best of the sunshine across Wales and southern England. Highs of 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay.
Well done, Victoria. Go and sit down, John.
I was just at either side of the room.
I know. You went there surprisingly late in the bulletin, though.
Yes.
Just to make a scene.
No.
Just trying to get more attention, aren't you, John? Having your own show isn't enough, is it?
No, I just went over there. Doors or windows in advent calendars? Is it a door or is it a window?
Window.
It's a door.
It's a window.
See, both arguments in here.
Yes.
Victoria's only saying door because I'm saying window.
No, I'm saying door because it's logical. If it's a window, you wouldn't need to open it to see through it.
Bringing logic to this party.
What about frosted glass windows?
You're not calling it a frosted glass window, though. You're just calling it a generic window. A window.
Dave's tweeted. He says window.
Some doors can be made out of glass. Glass door.
Yeah, but...
He's bringing logic to your party now.
Mm.
Yeah, this is one big logic party.
But the majority of doors aren't see-through, whereas the majority of windows are. So if we're going by the average, then I'm right, you're wrong.
Yes, but in window, all the... In winter, all the windows steam up, don't they? And you can't see
not
through
them.
And Advent is also in winter.
Honestly, when you two move in together, it's going to be like a nightmare.
We're not going to move in together. That's a weird thing to say.
We're still looking for a place.
We've never looked for a place. We haven't even discussed this.
Well, we went to see a mortgage person yesterday.
Not true.
Four dates.
I mean, I can't afford a mortgage.
Yeah, that's why you're moving in together.
Yeah, but I can.
Really?
Yeah.
His parents are very rich.
Okay.
They own most of Beckenham and they put him through university.
Why can't he afford to wear more than one outfit?
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's a window.
Victoria there with the news. She'll be back in half an hour with Headline Hijack, made up news stories. There will be one in the 2 p.m. bulletin. We'd like it very much if it was yours. Get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word window.
Door.
The debate rages. Is it an advent calendar? Is it a window or is it a door? What do you call it? All the big issues here today. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
I've just done that.
Start your message with the word window.
Or door.
Not door.
Door.
And we'll also meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in to today's big story. Of course, the crackdown on motorists is on the front of one of the papers. The other paper has good news for motorists. Which is it? Let's try and get to the bottom of it all. Cornelius, what's been coming in on the reaction line?
John, I am a drink driver. I often find myself in danger thanks to these awful speed bumps. I'm glad they're going.
Yeah.
That's coming from a drink driver.
Yeah.
John, I've been wholly against speed bumps ever since they've grown out of the ground. They put them on my road, so I made my fat wife drive over and over them until they were pushed back into the ground.
Who's that from? Misogynist?
Yes.
Okay. This is coming from Alex. There should be laughing policemen installed on the roads, not sleeping policemen or awake policemen like we were discussing earlier, because the idea is that a speed bump, a sleeping policeman, so-called in popular vernacular, is useless. A sleeping policeman wouldn't do anything. But an awake policeman lying in the road, perhaps in a bed, or just a sleeping bag, would be more effective, I think, in slowing motorists down. Maybe the policeman could have cocoa. But still be awake. That's kind of the point. But anyway, Alex says, no. Laughing policemen installed on roads. People will slow down and try to work out what is so bloody funny. That's coming.
Good idea.
From Alex there. Your road safety tips, please. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Twitter. Start your message with any word you'd like.
Okay, then. Headline hijack. The news is but 20-some minutes away. It will come out of Victoria. She will birth the news. But within it will be a news lie, a made-up news story. Masquerading as... Stop coughing when I'm talking.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I can't help it. It's bad.
Look, here's what we're going to do from now, because this happened yesterday as well.
Yep.
And I explained to the listener... Right, mm-hmm. that my microphone in this studio has a cough button.
Yeah, that's
so
correct.
The main presenter, that's me, his microphone, is equipped with a cough button. So if I press the cough button like this, right, my microphone goes dead.
Yeah.
And yours, so it's on there, and I press the button.
So we can faintly hear you through my microphone when you do that.
That's right, Cornelius. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's quite funny playing with this button. Anyway, that's what it's for. If I have a cough, I go... And you only hear it through your microphone. But you don't have a cough button.
No, I don't.
Because you're just the wacky sidekick.
Yeah.
So when you need to cough, come round here, cough into this microphone, but press the cough button. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
For the rest of the show.
You are going to get a cough.
Headline hijack at 2 o'clock is where...
Done.
I mean, it worked, but now you've left some cough on my muff.
I told you, I warned you.
On my microphone thing. So, headline hijack is at 2 o'clock. We'd like there to be a made-up lie in the news because it confuses those who've gone out for lunch and don't listen to this bit. The data that we have indicates that lunchtime is mostly between 1 and 2 o'clock. People pop out, don't they? People pop out. Then they get back, they hear the news at 2 o'clock, they believe it because it's the news, but really it's full of lies made up by you. Here's one that's come in now. Cornelius, read it out.
This is from Ollie, who says Education Secretary Justin Greening has said that she wants to get the major technology companies to turn off autocorrect for under 16s as it is being thought.
What?
That this is leading to children not knowing how to correctly learn to spell. The problem is thought to have increased rapidly over the past decade, thanks to more children using mobile phones and the invention of dyslexia.
Which thought is going to be used? This is it, Bagginson.
I said thought. I'm really good at doing it now. I've learned. Didn't I? Yes, I did. You're all just making it up now.
Due to the increase of colds and coughs across the nation, honey is now being rationed and will only be available for all the time being on prescription. Any beekeepers have been urged to get in touch with their local council as supplies are running short. If you are a beekeeper and you have some honey, do please help the nation as they are running...
Does that apply to Honey G?
What? I don't know what that is. So, get in touch with your local council. That's coming in from Darren. Thank you, Darren. Okay, line is open. Made up news stories. Headline hijack. And we'll meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio in the afternoons, where I am, John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
TV or laptop. TV or laptop. TV?
What's up, Dan?
I can't choose.
Choose what?
Choose my Sky Black Friday reward when I join Sky TV from £20 a month.
Free reward?
Yeah, a free 32-inch LG TV or free Lenovo laptop.
It's a no-brainer, Dan.
Okay, I'm going to take the free TV. No, the free laptop. Oh.
To choose your free reward, search Sky Black Friday.
Offer ends 4th of December.
Up to £5.50 reward delivery fee, direct debit, subject status. £15 standard setup, Sky Q Kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Make sure you get everyone something this Christmas. Perfume for her, socks for him, a bird feeder for Grandad. But there's also someone else, someone you really shouldn't forget about. Go on, treat yourself to a £1 Game Store scratch card from the National Lottery and say, Happy Christmas to me. Games rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun on Sunday this weekend? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. Just call it an early Christmas present from us. It's all part of The Sun's great giveaway, hey! So pick up your copy this Sunday. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in-store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in Greater Manchester for the clockwise M60. Two lanes are out near Junction 18 for the Simmersdale Island because of a police incident. And in the Wigan area, the A49 Queen Street remains closed south after a bridge collapse. It's the bridge near to the North Western station which is damaged. Out of Tamworth, the southbound side of the A5 towards the M42 at Junction 10 is very slow. A lane still closed there following an accident. And in St Ives Cornwall, the A390 near to St Ives Cross is blocked by an accident involving a lorry and a van. I'm Jarena Adams.
Mum's delighted with her Prosecco. Rich from number 4 is having a nip of port. And Aunt Edith, she's sipping a cheeky drop of Rioja. Brilliant. Everyone's happy. Buy 6 or more bottles of wine, champagne, sparkling sherry or port at Sainsbury's and save 25%.
Offer ends 4th December. Selected stores and availability. Exclude Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Please drink responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So the front pages of the papers today, as we've been talking about, are talking about, like we've been talking about, the pages that have been talking about, speed bump and the price of petrol increasing. To some papers, it's good news for the motorist. To others, it's a crackdown on the motorist. And that happens a lot, depending on which paper you read. And that's because the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, no one can, especially when it's in the mail. However, we are here to help you with the news. Each and every day, of course, the big issues of the day, the big stories, are analysed in depth by us using the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Smokeless cigs are safe, says manufacturer. And why would they lie?
The news! In haikus.
Only, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so here we are. Knocking once more on the door, or window, it's the door, of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is the membership clubhouse, if you will, for the Lonely's What Lunch. It's the Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio in the afternoons, where I am John Holmes. 1 till 4 weekdays. The Lonely Lunch Club is there for listeners what are lunching alone. Lonely's What Lunch. Lonely listeners What Lunch. And we are here for you to make you fewer lonely. It is simply idle chit-chat. That's how it works. Slightly awkward chit-chat, as the kind of conversation you'd have with a colleague you don't know very well if you were at work and had wandered into the staff kitchen and were waiting for the kettle to boil next to someone else also waiting for the kettle to boil. and you're forced to have a chat about the weather or television or the news or something. Or maybe the colleagues that you don't like. That's what it is. Each inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair gets a gift prize souvenir. Details of that coming very shortly, because on the receiving end of one of them today will be Anna, who is on the telephone because she's lunching alone. Hello, Anna.
Hi, John.
Hi, Anna.
Hiya.
Hi there. Why are you lunching alone, Anna?
It's my day off, and I work in retail, so it happens midweek, and I'm just by myself,
just
really.
Just by yourself, aren't you, on day off?
Yeah.
Where are you, Anna? What do you retail where?
I work in Canterbury, but I live in Faversham.
What the? Really?
What the?
Yeah, well, that's where I live.
Is it?
Yes.
No way.
Way, Anna. I live in Canterbury.
You live in Canterbury? We should be real friends.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
We can have a proper awkward chat somewhere. Yeah. I live in Canterbury, and I get the train to come to London from Faversham.
No way. Did you have trouble yesterday?
Anna, did I have trouble yesterday?
Oh,
three of my
goodness.
Trains were cancelled from Faversham, Anna.
I couldn't get to Canterbury, John. It was an absolute nightmare.
You were probably standing on the same platform as me.
We probably were. Fate, John.
Yes,
what it is.
Yes. I couldn't get to the fate.
Oh,
it was in Beeksbourne.
It was a good tombola.
Oh, yeah. Well, Anna, this is very interesting now. So, okay, so you live in Faversham, work in Canterbury. Whereabouts?
Yes.
Which retail outlet of Canterbury do you work in?
I work in Lush.
In Lush, the stinkiest of the high
place.
Street
yeah,
shops.
Yeah, I knew that would be a conversation starter.
It certainly is. yeah. Now, I don't think I've ever ventured into a Lush. It's not for me.
Well, now you have a reason. Now we're such firm friends.
Now I'm going to come and see you.
Yeah.
In Lush. I've walked past it, and the smell, it comes out of the door, doesn't it?
Yes,
of
it's
a Lush.
Quite overpowering.
Do you get used to it when you're in there?
You do. I just don't smell it at all. You just don't smell it after a while.
All right. Could you bring some of your Lush here? And the reason I ask that is because Asprod Cass, who works through the glass, has made the place stink of egg again. Because she just eats egg.
Hard-boiled egg.
Egg. She's like Cool Hand Luke, but angrier.
She should work at Lush. You wouldn't smell that egg at all.
Yeah, it would. The smell of Lush would overpower even Cass's eggy stench.
She should work at Lush.
Yeah.
It's my day off and I smell so strongly of Lush, I'm surprised you can't smell me there.
I can smell you down the phone, Anna. That's a weird... That's
one
a
of the weirdest thing you've said
disturbing
to any of our listeners.
Disturbing
yeah,
thing
I'm
to say.
I'm regretting telling you where I work now.
Yeah, hungry. You'll see the man sniffing the windows of Lush. That'll be me.
Don't
Call
worry,
the police! The man sniffing the windows again. Or doors. On an advent calendar, Anna. On an advent calendar. Is it a door or a window?
Yeah. It's a door.
It's
isn't
a
it?
Window.
It's a door,
Cornelius.
It's a door.
I'm on Wikipedia now. We've had a lot. This has kicked off a big argument.
It has on the social medias. Yeah.
Many advent calendars take the form of a large rectangular card with windows.
They're doors.
Of which there are usually 24. But then it also says under the picture of an advent calendar, an advent calendar with a nativity scene behind the 24th door.
See.
See, they don't even know.
No. It's a door.
The French tickler says, door, I'm with Victoria and her mouth on this one.
Yeah, Victoria from the news thinks it's a door.
Thomas says, I must admit Victoria has got a valid argument, but in all fairness, you don't fit doors so high, people would fall and die.
What, on an advent calendar?
Well, just, yeah.
I mean, an advent calendar doesn't reflect the height of doors in real life, though, does it?
Well,
so what,
with windows, it wouldn't be a problem. Dave says window.
Well, you could fall out of a window. This argument could run and run.
Yeah, but people do put windows up high.
Yeah, people put doors up high.
Yeah, not just out into...
Shut up. Right, Anna, so, yes,
yeah.
No, this is interesting. So, okay, so Canterbury, good. In Lush, and I know exactly where that is.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and whereabouts, in fact, without giving us your actual address, I realise this is now a proper sort of, you know, personal conversation we're having it in front of the nation, but that's fine. Whereabouts in Faversham do you live? But not address, obviously.
I live quite near the station.
All right.
Yeah, so it's not too far to get to my delayed train.
Yeah, which side of the station? Station's got two sides. It's got the town side. It's got the other side. Which side are you on?
The back side.
The back. You live at the, near the back side.
The back side. Near the back side. Yeah.
Near the pub. What's the pub called?
The car park.
Near the car park.
The elephant.
Yeah. There's an antique shop down there now as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
This is fascinating for everyone, isn't it?
It is.
Running over this.
And we're just confirming what we already know.
Yeah.
Great.
I told you it would be awkward conversation.
And that it is.
And the idlest of chit-chats, Anna. Faversham, Lush, Canterbury, good. Idle chit-chat, then a speciality. What are you doing for Christmas, Anna? That's always a good one. Always a good conversation point.
I'm at work, mainly, but yeah, I'll be at home. Yeah. With my mum and my dad, doing the Christmas things, opening the doors on my advent calendar.
Yeah, doors, correct. Have you got them? Yeah. Have you got them stuff from Lush?
Well, I've been there. This is my third Christmas now. I think they think it's a bit of a cop out. Yeah.
it is.
Try this year, you know. Yeah.
Do you have to working in Lush? And as you rightly say, the smell of it pervades everywhere. Do you have to bathe at all now?
Yes. Oh. you'd be surprised, actually, carrying soap. Like, you get quite messy.
Do you?
And you smell nice, but yeah, it leaves a horrible, like, residue on your hand.
Well, wash it off.
You do need to wash.
I mean, that's the point of it. Why is it in Lush that the soap comes in massive, like, blocks of the kind that they built the pyramids out of, but granite?
Because they like it to look like a delicatessen and like a cheese counter.
Do they?
And we cut you a little fresh bit, John.
Oh.
Fresh. Nice and fresh.
Nice and fresh. So
nice and fresh.
You could get a soap board for Christmas.
That's a great idea. See, that's novel. I haven't done that before.
There you go. Get your parents
a
soap board.
That's a good idea.
And we learned yesterday of an advent calendar with cheese behind the doors.
What?
Soap advent calendar. Why aren't Lush doing that?
That's a great idea.
No, soap board.
Can we be sponsored by... We've said the word Lush loads of times. Can we get some free soap now?
Some free bath bombs.
This could sort out my entire parents' presents. If I just pop into Lush in Canterbury, can you slip me some Lush under the counter?
Say no, because just in case they're listening.
Yeah. I mean, I'm warning you now, if you don't, I'm going to come and smell the windows.
It's really scary, you know exactly where I am going to be.
How will I recognise you?
Not going to answer that question.
Good choice.
I'm just going to go around all of the people in Lush.
No. Are you Anna?
Are you Anna? And they're all going to say no, aren't they?
Yeah.
Boring thing. Anna, pleasure to talk to you. Now, what happens now, you see, is that you are lucky because you could be in receipt of a Talk Radio 1 to 4 in the afternoon's souvenir gift prize, Anna.
I know.
Wait till you get a load of what they are. What will happen now is you'll hear some, you'll hear some horrible music. It sounds like this. And then over this music will come a list of gift prizes with a short description. Have a listen, Anna, and then decide on one of those gift prizes and it will be posted. Or I could just pop it in.
Okay. Great, cool.
To your house.
No.
My home.
I'll just follow the smell. I know where she lives.
Stop it, John.
I can smell
this
her.
Is awful.
It's gone weird now, hasn't it?
It went weird a long time ago.
You say got weird as if it's a new development.
All right, here's your exciting range of gift prizes. Here we go.
A Talk Radio mug.
No, we're not giving away James Whale. You could receive this piece of crockery with a Talk Radio logo on it.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Again, I sat in the first class area of the train today because it's not possible to get a first class ticket for that journey, so it's a legal loophole. And I also got a table, making it one of the neatest Metro haikus ever.
It's a copy of the Metro with haikus written on it.
A Talk Sport mug.
No, we're not giving away Jason Cundy, whoever that is.
Glad you said that correctly.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
An excellent book, that is. Available in all good bookshops, including Waterstones in Canterbury. So Anna could simply pop round there and buy my new book.
Or charity shops.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Currently on Talk Sport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing dart flights. Can we go on?
A 2016 Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar.
Former Talk Sport employee and current host of Britain's premier sports broadcast show, Five Lives Fighting Talk.
You're going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
presents his calendar.
It's a calendar. Basically, what happened, Anna, was Colin Murray left, and he had a calendar, and they put him in the skip when he left. We fished them out. We're giving them away as prizes. They're 2016 calendars.
Very good. A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes calendar.
And thanks to a typo in an email, you can receive this poor quality colander purchased probably in the Poundland in Canterbury.
Correct.
With some marker scribbled on it saying Talk Radio.
Yes, that's absolutely right. One of those could be on its way to Lush, Anna. Which is
wonderful.
It to be? Which, what one?
The colander. It's got to be.
You want the colander?
Yeah.
It's yours. Yeah. You can push soap through the holes. Like a shower.
How does this get weirder?
If you suspend,
how does this get weirder?
If you suspend it above yourself, right? Right, and ask a friend.
Stop.
I don't know, it could be anyone. to push soap through the colander onto you, it'd like be a soapy shower.
I like how the caller is now producing you. She thought, someone needs to step in here and tell him to stop saying this.
It didn't work.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
Anna!
No.
Rich says it's a flap.
Anna! Thank you. That's Anna. She's gone.
Let's just go.
It's the small matter of Headline Hijack.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There's a Headline Hijack winner. Somebody's got a made-up news story in the news. Which is coming next. made up news stories are going to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Cornelius, who has won today's Headline Hijack?
I believe it is Scott.
Right, where's he? Where's he from? Is he?
Scott's from Taunton.
Excellent. Scott in Taunton, you have your made-up news story in the news, which is next, here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. After that, we'll meet a work experience pundit who will be reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. Our guest today, just after 2:30, is Alan Davis, out of off of QI and other things. And don't forget today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Your knowledge and patience of Paul Ross, well and truly tested, just after 3:30 here on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I am an egg in your fridge. The last one in the box. I suppose you could have a really, really, really tiny omelette. But why not dream a little bigger? I'm thinking beef massaman curry with sticky rice.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
At Wickes this Christmas, the Bosch 18-volt cordless combi drill with two batteries, toolbox and 241 accessories is only £99.99. Wickes, let's do it right.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Help extend the life of your car's engine and choose from the range of Castrol oil available at Asda. Pick up 1 litre of Castrol GTX was £7, now £6. Or 4 litres of Castrol GTX was £21, now £16. Plus 1 litre of Castrol Magnatec Stop Start was £9, now £7. Or 4 litres of Castrol Magnatec Stop Start was £28, now £21. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Hello then, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio, just after 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, New England boss praises abuse victims. EU immigration to the UK hits record level. And theatre criticised for being too white.
Talk Radio.
The New England manager has paid tribute to the footballers who've spoken out about being victims of child sex abuse.
The bravery of the players that have come forward is exceptional. You know, to hear the stories is heartbreaking, really. I mean, involved in an organisation now that's taken that extremely seriously, and, you know, I'm impressed with what they're doing at the moment in terms of investigating that.
Gareth Southgate's spoken about the issue in his first news conference in the role. It's after the NSPCC revealed it's received nearly 900 calls to a dedicated hotline set up a week ago in response to the allegations. A teenage boy has been charged with the manslaughter of a Polish man over the summer. Arkadiusz Jozwik died 2 days after being attacked in Harlow in Essex in August. The 15-year-old is due in court in the new year. The number of people from the EU migrating to the UK has hit a new high. An estimated 284,000 arrived in the year ending in June. That's 19,000 more than the year before. Meanwhile, the Foreign Secretary has been quoted as supporting the principle of freedom of movement when the UK quits the European Union, which would affect attempts to reduce EU migration. But speaking in Rome, Boris Johnson denied making the comments.
What I said very clearly to that group of ambassadors, I think it was at a breakfast, was that immigration had been a good thing for the UK in many respects, but it had got out of control and that we needed to take back control.
A 3-day rail strike in the run-up to Christmas Day on the country's busiest network has been moved. The RMT will now walk out between the 19th and 21st of December on Southern Rail. It's over the long-running dispute over the role of guards. And Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber is warning theatre in the UK risks becoming irrelevant over its lack of diversity. A new report has criticised the industry here, saying it's hideously white.
Talk Radio national weather.
Rather cloudy and dry, the best of the sunshine across Wales and southern England. Highs of 10 degrees.
A lot of debate raging, Victoria, I have to say, on whether or not an advent calendar has doors, windows or flaps.
Who suggested the latter?
Well, that was Rich
on Twitter. And then I've had it confirmed by Al, who's sitting in the show today.
Not Adam.
Who... believes, he says, it is flaps. That's what me and my family call them.
Right.
So that's a whole family of flaps there.
So, doors, window. Well, what's on the front? I mean, this is big stuff here. And it's divided the nation. A lot of people agreeing with you, Victoria. A lot of people saying, I must admit, Victoria Bourne has got a valid argument. We've talked about that. Thomas said that earlier on. Basically, doors are winning. We're going to do a Twitter poll because that's modern.
Oh,
stuff,
yeah, do
isn't it?
That.
Yeah.
Because
great.
I've taken this out into the office and I've spoken to some of the Talk Sport people.
Right. Could you do a Vox
Box Pops?
No.
I think we should
go.
This is important now. I think this afternoon we need to get, you know, we go around and we'll find out whether it's door or window or flap.
The debate is raging.
It's already raging on
Twitter. The nation. We'll get not Adam can do it. His work experience. He can have a go at it.
Brilliant.
But the debate is, I mean, the nation is now divided as to whether the front of an advent calendar is a door, a window or a flap. What do you think? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word window.
Or door.
No. Or flap.
That's going in the previously. Right. Here's Ben Fletcher with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. FA Chief Executive Martin Glenn says he didn't ask for a break clause in new manager Gareth Southgate's contract. The under-21s coach is the new senior boss on a 4-year deal. It was reported the FA wanted an option to part ways after the 2018 World Cup, but Glenn says that's not the case.
I think we'd do very well in Russia, personally, but, you know, in the hypothetical event that we didn't, there's a longer-term project. And I think to support Gareth to build for the longer term, you know, 2020 and hopefully beyond, I think it was appropriate that we had a contract that reflected that.
Meanwhile, Gareth Southgate has confirmed that Wayne Rooney will remain as England captain, but he isn't guaranteed to start games. Tottenham striker Harry Kane has signed a new long-term contract, keeping him at White Hart Lane until 2022. Finally, rugby, and Wasps number 8 Nathan Hughes will make his first start for England this weekend. He'll replace the injured Billy Vanipola against Australia in Saturday's Autumn International. Harlequins wing Marlon Yard comes in for the suspended Elliot Daly. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Home Secretary Amber Rudd has announced that this December she'll be pardoning one UK prisoner every day leading up to Christmas. The initiative, known as hashtag Advent Miracles, is aimed to improve the mood of the country's inmates.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Victoria there with the news, and Ben Fletcher with the pre-recorded sport. You are listening to Talk Radio. Let us know whether you think doors, windows or flaps. There is now a Twitter poll on...
It's on its way up. It's not
its way
up.
Up to Twitter. And you can vote on that as well. We will get to the bottom of this. The nation is divided. You are listening to the radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's what we're talking about. Oh, yeah, Victoria.
Yeah.
Half an hour, by the way.
Yeah.
Bonus news.
Okay.
I know you're about to walk out of the door.
I was,
but,
yeah.
Of course, in half an hour, your bonus news today, Victoria, for those who are new listeners, has to do bonus news because her bulletins are smaller than they were, and the like a Toblerone, there's fewer of it, mm-hmm. but it costs the same. Because Victoria's wages haven't gone down despite her doing less work, fewer work. So, bonus news today, animal, vegetable or mineral. Today is the turn of...
Vegetable.
Vegetable news coming around about 2:30. And then Alan Davis will be joining us. You can go now if you want.
Thanks.
There we go. Right then, Talk Radio, 8 minutes past 2 o'clock. Right, just before work experience punditry, here's another thing to get your head around via social medias and texting. Regular listeners will know that we like to occasionally help out the beleaguered broadcasters with programme ideas. Now, we're concentrating on sitcoms for television. And the reason we need your help is that sitcoms on television always come in for criticism. And the golden age of comedy, long behind us, some say, but not anymore, because here's how it works, right? You need a sitcom title and a premise, but the premise simply reflects the title. Okay, that's how... If you think back to the lead character of a sitcom often has their name in the title of the sitcom. Nelson's Column is a good example. That was one, a sitcom on BBC Two, which... The protagonist was a journalist who had a... called Nelson, and he had a column in his local paper. Nelson's Column. Do you see how they... It's clever, isn't it, how they do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's clever.
So we are looking for examples of it, which we will then forward to broadcasters. And who knows, this could make you very rich indeed. So, sitcom example, Cornelius, if you
yeah,
would.
Yeah, this is an idea I've had.
Yeah.
It's called Barking Up the Wrong Tree.
Yeah.
Shane Barking yes. is adopted. He thinks his name is Shane Wrong. He retraces his family tree, but then slowly over the series realises that he is not related to this family. He is barking up the wrong tree.
It's good, yeah.
Unfunny.
Yeah. All right, critic. That's Slim, by the way. She's doing her work experience punditry at the moment, but it's not her turn to speak yet. Shepherd's Delight. Eddie Shepherd pleasures sheep with a blancmange-like dessert. Shepherd's Delight. There's no smoke without fire. Eddie Smoke goes on holiday for the first time without his friend Ian Fire. His friend Ian Fire tracks him down and won't leave him alone. There's no smoke without fire.
Yeah.
To the Manor Born. Penelope Keith stars as Audrey Forbes Hamilton and tries to get her ancestral home back from the spy Jason Bourne, who lives in there. You won't understand that, because that was on an actual sitcom on before you were, ironically, born.
Mm. Yeah.
Match of the day. Eddie Match and Ian Day open a dating agency. That's the kind of thing we need. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Okay, we'll keep that going. And there's now a Twitter poll, by the way.
Yes, it's now up.
It's now live. The Twitter poll is the front thing on the front of an advent calendar. Today, of course, first day of Advent. A window, a door, or a flap? Come on, nation. We need to decide. Slim is here. She is our work experience pundit for today. She is reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. And what is it on the front, Slim, of an advent calendar? Is it a door, a window, or a flap?
It's absolutely a flap.
Is it a flap? You're in the
yeah,
flap camp.
It's flap because houses and cars have doors and windows.
Yes, correct.
It's not a house or a car.
It's an advent calendar.
Exactly.
Again, you brought logic to the party.
It's cardboard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You can have a cardboard door, can't you?
You can have a cardboard door on a cardboard house, but you can't have a cardboard door on an advent calendar.
So it's a flap. So you're in the flap camp.
Definitely flap.
All right. Okay. Well, okay. Twitter poll now running at Talk Radio if you want to vote on that. Geeky, gadgety stuff. Welcome back, Slim. Work experience. We don't have to pay you. That's the main thing.
Happy to be here.
We are road testing the next generation of critics and pundits and broadcasters, of which you are one, of course. A notable example. And what are we reviewing today?
Today we're going to be talking about Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, John. And Cornelius, who's coming to dinner?
Who's coming to dinner?
Who's coming back to dinner?
Who's coming back to dinner?
Yeah. Someone's been to dinner before.
Yeah.
They were an okay guest. We like them. Yeah. Now they're coming back. Who are they?
Is it Eric Bristow?
No, it's Nokia.
Nokia?
Nokia?
Coming back, 2017.
But what's that got to do with dinner?
I don't know.
It's just metaphor.
I'd throw in... Do you know what I mean? Okay. Sometimes you get a bit of dinner splashed on your phone when you're cooking. I don't know.
Yesterday, like I'm going to be very honest with you, this actually happened in the office, Slim.
Right.
I was eating a soup.
Right. Okay.
I was holding a hot soup, right, in a soup
vessel.
Yes, and I was holding it, and then for no good reason, Asprod Cass through the glass, right, just grabbed hold of my arm and shook it vigorously, in order to try and spill my soup, but it backfired because it went all over her and her chair.
Yikes! And her phone, maybe.
Well, that was what I was going to get.
Was it a Nokia?
A little bit spilt on my phone, if I'm honest.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
A Nokia. But Nokia have been away, haven't they?
They were acquired by Microsoft a few years ago. Yeah. Microsoft actually regretted the decision because the software wasn't capturing people's attention versus Android or iOS.
Yep.
So they went away. Now they're kind of rejigging, and they're going to be back with an Android-based system. So the hardware is going to be Nokia. The software on the phone is going to be Android, so people don't really need to make that leap and that jump from something new, something old, to something new. Mm. And so they haven't actually completely left, because you can still buy little dodgy kind of chocolate bar phones from your local supermarket or online or at Argos and stuff like that. So they do have their dumb phones, quote unquote, still about. But when they're coming with smartphones, it's going to be new and it's going to be Android.
Interesting they've taken so long to do this, I suppose. Because everyone, before we had smartphones,
right,
everyone had Nokia, didn't they?
Exactly.
Everybody had.
Exactly.
You either had that or the flippy Motorola Razr phone.
Yeah, that never worked. That always kind of like, the software crashed always.
It did. I had one of those, yeah. Because it looked trendy, but it didn't work.
And it wasn't very good. But maybe they'll be coming back too, because there's a resurgence.
It's a retro thing.
Everything's kind of already been done. So I think people are kind of trying to rejig and reform and come back.
Do you think? Do you think people would move back to Nokia though? Do you think the brand is strong enough for people to leave their current?
Do you know what? I would hope so, because I'm not a hater, but I just think you've got iPhone, you've got your Samsung.
Yeah,
it's going to be very difficult to kind of slide in somewhere, I think. And
but they've got the name behind them to do it if they want, because people have a lot of affection for Nokia as a brand. I would argue. I think that that's
the thing is they have the name. However, I feel as though people are kind of like, well, you let us down. You know, I think maybe the name this time might be a problem, actually. If they came back with a new name, people might think, okay, well, maybe it's something new, but they're coming back with Nokia.
Yeah.
Their old phones didn't really...
If you're popular...
Right.
And then you go away for a long time and then come back,
mm-hmm.
You might find yourself not as popular. It's like Chris Moyles.
You know what? No comment.
Fine. So, all right. So Nokia are coming back and... I bet you made a funny joke because you popped out and missed it.
Popped out.
What was it?
We said about Nokia.
Yeah.
Coming back. Mm. And I said, the problem is, if you're a very popular brand, successful brand, and then you go...
Okay.
And then you go away for a long time, but then you come back, and there's not really a place for you anymore. You can't really... It's not as popular. It's like Chris Moyles, isn't it?
Rib tickling.
I thought you were talking about talk radio.
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
Oh, my days. Guys.
Tease us, Slim, if you would. For we're going to take traffic and travel. And what are we going to be talking about when we come back?
No more parking fines. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
And if you're doing Airbnb, you better watch out.
All right.
You better not cry, because it's not Christmas, but Airbnb are clamping down. So I'll tell you about that.
Look at that. That's a proper tease right there.
Good work.
Yeah. Right, still to come as well. Alan Davis, comedian Alan Davis, joins us after 2:30. And today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, the knowledge and patience of somebody well and truly tested, as to full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross will be at around 3:30, 4:45 this afternoon. It's 2:15 now. Traffic and travel on the way. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun on Sunday this weekend? That's right, cash! Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. Just call it an early Christmas present from us. It's all part of The Sun's great giveaway, hey! So pick up your copy this Sunday. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Week at TradePoint, get a £5 money off voucher when you spend £50, or a £10 money off voucher when you spend £100. It's as simple as that. Spend today and save on your next purchase. TradePoint members only. Offer ends 18th of December. Excludes VAT at 20%. Conditions apply.
Who's next?
Sue and Eric.
Yeah, I suppose we better.
Ian and Shannon.
Ready to post.
Phil and thingy.
Sent.
Simon and Gareth.
Ooh, they're still together.
Who's on your Christmas scratch card list? A £1 Game Store scratch card from the National Lottery could be the best card they'll get. Games rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
My best Christmas is all about big smiles at the big switch-on. We add something new every year. This year, it's a couple of light-up reindeer from Wilco. It's not the Blackpool Illuminations, but it's not far off.
With selected lights now half price at Wilco, you can see their faces light up, as well as the rest of the house. Visit us in-store or at wilco.com. This year, bring home your best Christmas. Where there's a Wilco, there's a way. Selected stores subject to availability.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's westbound M27 is closed between 12 at Portsmouth and 11 at Fareham. There's been an accident involving a lorry and a number of other vehicles. The London Band M20 has two lanes out for emergency repairs. That's near Junction 9 for Ashford and Faversham. A breakdown on the M1 in Northamptonshire is causing northbound delays as you approach 17 for Dunchurch. The A38 in Alfreton remains closed northbound towards the M1 at 28. That's after a vehicle fire, and there's still disruption in the Wigan area of Manchester with the southbound side of the A49 Queen Street closed for the repairs to a collapsed bridge. I'm Joanna Adams.
At Morrison's this Christmas, selected big packs of beer and cider are any two for £20. Choose from Carling, Budweiser, Stella Artois, Strongbow and many more. Christmas. Morrison's makes it.
Majority of stores while stocks last. Exclude Scotland. 12 to 20 packs, £11 to £14 each. Max 10, please drink responsibly.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon.
afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. So we're talking to Slim about geeky, gadgety stuff. Before we continue with that conversation, however, a lot of reactions coming in today. Very busy on the text and the social media. People sending in sitcom ideas as well. As you know, we are looking for sitcom ideas. It's Christmas is coming up, and it's... you know, that's a time for the family
sitcom
to sit
season,
down.
Isn't it?
It is, really. People like to sit around watching a Christmas special of a sitcom. So here's one from Paul Jones, who sent a sitcom idea in. Too many cooks spoil the broth. The Cook family own a downmarket cafe in Lewisham. Due to a hilarious misunderstanding, their chicken broth becomes contaminated, causing botulism among the locals. Watch as the series unfolds, where the cooks appear in court and give side-splitting explanations as to how poor working practices spoilt their broth, resulting in the death of two pensioners and serious illnesses among 60 other people.
It's a great text.
Too many cooks spoil the broth. Have you got one there?
Self Pithy has said, yes. Sitcom,
yeah.
Walk Around the Clock.
Yes.
Eddie Wok, the time-travelling wok promoter, tries to encourage wok cookery in different centuries. Walk Around the Clock.
Alex says, everyone's a critic. John Everyone becomes a critic of whatever. Speaking of which, get your sitcom ideas to us. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
But speaking of critics, work experience punditry, Slim is with us again this afternoon reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. Already we've learned of the return of Nokia, but now we go where?
We're going to Japan.
Excellent news.
Exactly. Home of the gadgets. So a Japanese scientist called Kuniyako Sato has invented a car that you can fit in a bag. And you can actually get on this car as well.
Get on the car or in the car?
Well, it's not quite that kind of car. Just like, you know, advent calendars don't have doors.
They
but,
do have doors.
No, so this is a car.
They do, their doors. Look, the Twitter poll at the moment is saying that advent calendars have doors.
Right. Yeah, but I mean Twitter.
And polls. How do we polls know, in 2016.
How do we know that these people are reliable... opinionated people. So anyway, so Kuniyako Sato has released and made a car that's the size of a laptop. You stand on it and you drive around.
Is there a steering wheel?
No.
How do you steer it?
With your feet and your weight.
Oh, like a skateboard.
Like a
Segway.
So he's invented a skateboard or a Segway?
He has, but he's calling it a car in a bag.
But it's just a skateboard.
Exactly.
It's a board with some wheels on the bottom.
It looks like a laptop, a closed laptop.
Yes.
With wheels on the bottom. Like, yes. Wheels that are the size of suitcase wheels. So not even big size. Nice. You can't really go over bumps and potholes with this.
It's not a car, is it?
Listen, I didn't market it.
No.
Okay, I'm just telling you. I'm just reporting.
I'm not shooting the messenger in any way at all. But what he's done is just put a board in a bag.
Right. But it's electric. And it can go up to 10 miles an hour. That's the important thing. No.
Last time someone tried to invent a small car, it was the Sinclair C5.
Right. Is that the one with the door at the front?
No. You won't remember. Right. Both of you weren't probably born when it happened. But the Sinclair C5, Sir Clive Sinclair, inventor of the Sinclair ZX81 computer and the Spectrum, decided he would turn his hand to solving Britain's congestion problem by inventing what he called a car. In reality, what it was a small... one-seated bike with sides, and it was rubbish. And it brought the company... I think it probably closed his company down. It didn't do very well, anyway. They spent a lot of money. Are you Googling it?
No. I am.
All right.
But I can't find anything, so...
That's not true. Google Sinclair C5.
Sinclair, as in Sinclair
C5. And you'll see what I mean. And this is the thing. And people had these, and they just weren't right.
Do you know, there is a new car.
They're like sort of little... They're like mobility scooters, really.
Yeah, if you like. Yeah.
There is a new car, isn't it, called the G-Wiz or something?
There is a G-Wiz,
right,
yes.
That's small.
Yeah.
And tiny. And there's another one.
It won't fit in a bag, though, will it?
No. I don't think any car will fit in a bag.
Well, no, it depends on the size of the bag. So your Japanese friend there, what he should have done, of course, is just invented a bag, a big bag. And then he could literally put a car in a bag, and then it would be a car in a bag. And then he's not a board in a bag, which is all he's come up with.
You'd still get parking fines if you had that.
Oh, I see. That's true, the point of it, isn't it? Yeah.
Can't take that on a plane.
And you can't take it on the tube.
That's a good point. You've got a point.
If you want a car, you don't really want to get on the tube.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He's marketed it this way, and that's what he's sticking to, and that's what I'm sticking to.
Fine. I'll go with you then on that. What next?
Airbnb, have you heard of it?
Yes.
Yes.
An online home sharing platform in which you can rent out your sofa or your bathtub or whatever to people that are coming to stay with you.
Yes.
They have issued a 90-day limit in London, so if you're doing Airbnb, this is good to listen to. So hosts will be limited to renting out their whole home for only 90 days without council approval.
Consecutively? Or
at all together.
So just, that's it, 3 months?
Just 90 days, yep.
A year?
A year.
And this isn't an Airbnb, this is a council thing and Airbnb have got to comply with it, or is it?
Yes. So basically, what the council have said to Airbnb is that Airbnb is essentially taking homes off out of the housing market. So Airbnb has said, okay, council, we'll help you out here. We'll ban people from listing for more than 90 days unless they give us a letter from you. And that's what it is.
I see. And do you think this is a good idea?
I do. Because people won't self-police, I don't think, with this. I think people just want to get on Airbnb, do their thing, do it for 365 days and make their money.
Have you used Airbnb?
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
You, Cornelius, you've used
it? I've never used it. I've tried to, but never get any reply from any of the owners.
No, that's because you flag up as a risk.
Exactly.
I used it in Edinburgh when I was up there for the festival. And I was only I had to go up and do a show, but only for one night. So I just I didn't even book it myself. Someone else booked it because they were staying there longer, and I got the spare room. But it worked really well. I mean, it was kind of obviously I knew about it, but I didn't know how well it was going to work. But it was very effective.
Right. So, I only do 5-star hotels.
Well, so I know that.
I couldn't tell you.
All of our work experiences do. That's how we put them up.
Exactly.
That's how we pay them.
Champagne and all.
Oh, I know. As much as you can possibly drink.
Diamonds in the bath.
Yeah. Yeah.
What more can we ask for?
Champagne in the bath.
Champagne in the bath.
Yeah, you do what you like. So.
Everything in the bath.
Thank you. Not everything, because, you know, it could damage the furniture. But, you know, that's... All right, look, so Nokia are coming back.
Right.
That's news.
2017,
that's next year. Well done. What was the other thing? Oh, Airbnb.
Airbnb are clamping down and the car in a bag.
The car in a bag. I think that's gadgeted us the hell up, hasn't it?
Yes,
how's the Twitter poll looking?
The Twitter poll at the moment, let's have a look. 47 votes have come in already.
That's a poll right there, isn't it?
Mm.
This is exactly how the American election was deemed wrong in the polls.
Doors are still in the lead.
Yes, of course.
Flaps are second. Yeah, but it's a tight turnaround. 38% for doors, 30% for windows and 32% for flaps. We're calling it, by the way, at 3:30.
Are we?
That will be the deadline of it. And then
the nation, whatever the results are...
It will be a good half hour of analysis, and then I imagine they'll cover it on Drive.
Yeah, the nation then has to decide, to call them whatever the main majority vote goes with. I mean, it doesn't have to be the popular vote. But we are working on the electoral college system.
Mm. Colin on Twitter said, "I think in general scholars remain highly sceptical of this one, and what is being claimed is not a mainstream view." I think that's a tweet about another story, but it does apply.
Yes, that's right. And shall I read that one out that's come in from Lino?
Which one?
Definitely not.
Okay. So, what do you think? Is it a door? Is it a window? Is it a flap? Let us know on Twitter. There's a Twitter poll running. You can vote on that. At Talk Radio is the Twitter. 8722 if you want to get in touch.
Start your message with the word talk.
In the next half an hour of the programme, all being well, we should be joined by the comedian Alan Davis, who will doubtless be plugging something or other. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's exactly 2:30. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The National Police Chiefs Council says around 350 victims have come forward to report child sexual abuse within football clubs. The New England manager Gareth Southgate has praised victims for reporting historical attacks. His Football Association Chief Executive Martin Glenn.
We have the power that once we hear
of wrongdoings, we will deal with it. In combination and cooperation with the police, because we can't afford to step in the way of police inquiries that may inhibit their effectiveness, we'll get it done. So I think the FA is being proactive, taking a lead, taking it seriously.
A teenage boy has been charged over the killing of a Polish man weeks after the EU referendum. Arkadiusz Jojwik suffered head injuries in Harlow and died 2 days later. The number of people moving to the UK from other EU countries has hit a new high. An estimated 284,000 arrived in the year ending in June. That's 19,000 more than the year before. A minute's silence will be held at all of next week's Champions League and Europa League matches after this week's plane crash in Colombia. It killed most of a Brazilian football team who are on board. Workers on the country's biggest rail network have moved a planned pre-Christmas strike. The RMT says it's changed the dates because it's listened to passengers, unlike Southern Railway. The weather rather cloudy and dry with the best of the sunshine across Wales and Southern England. Highs of 10 degrees is more in half an hour.
No!
There's more now.
There's more now, Victoria.
Yes.
Because we arrive at the part of the programme where bonus news happens. Now, the reason for this, if you're just joining us and are new to the programme, the bonus news is here because Victoria's news, on top of the hour and indeed at the bottom of the hour, is got a lot shorter than it used to be. It's like a news equivalent, the current affairs equivalent of a Toblerone, in that it's smaller, but it costs the same because Victoria still gets paid the same wage, even though she has to do fewer work. So bonus news happens at 2:30. It's animal, vegetable or mineral news on consecutive days because that covers everything. And today it's the turn of
vegetable news.
I love it. Why don't you like it, John?
I don't not like it.
You just seem disappointed every time we play it.
It's just that what you tend to put more effort and work into the jingles than the actual news.
You haven't heard this yet.
All right.
Okay, so starting off with those funny fruit and veg growers in Turkey. Remember them? They were the ones who celebrated...
Why is it? Take the news bed out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you must remember the fruit and veg growers in Turkey because they're the ones who celebrated Trump getting elected as US president by giving out free radishes just because the Turkish word is similar to radish. Trump. It's similar to Trump.
Start this again.
Oh, my God.
Right. What was I saying about effort and jingles?
Okay, can we play the jingle, please?
Vegetable news.
Leave a gap then. You're annoying. Anyway, starting again, those funny fruit and veg growers in Turkey, remember them? They were the ones who celebrated Trump getting elected as US president by giving out free radishes because the Turkish word for radish is similar to Trump. It's turp. Anyway, well, now they've held a symbolic funeral complete with a coffin filled with tomatoes in protest at low exports. Now, this is actually an issue there as certain requirements and obstacles are in place, meaning they can't sell their produce abroad. There's a warning of a Brussels sprout shortage this Christmas.
Yay.
I thought you might be happy about
that. I like sprouts.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I think...
No, we've got one argument today. That's fine.
Sprouts are delicious. What do you think?
No.
Sprouts, yes or no?
Yes!
8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Please don't tweet us.
Yes. Anyway,
got it's... 9 texts running today.
Apparently, the UK's largest grower of the traditional festive veg in the Channel Islands lost their entire crop by what's been called immigrant moths, which love them and are resistant to pesticides.
Wow.
And also festive, a list has been compiled of the strangest things children have asked for Christmas. And one 4-year-old boy requested some asparagus because it's his favourite vegetable.
Maybe he likes the smell of wheat.
Favourite food. His parents diligently provided it. They wrapped up a bundle with a bow and put it under the tree. Yeah. And other odd requests which aren't vegetables include a penguin to keep in the freezer and a zombie apocalypse. That's
right.
The end.
Okay. Asparagus?
Yeah. It's apparently an aphrodisiac as well.
Is it? Why did you raise your eyebrows up when you said that?
I can't comment.
Victoria's got a frisky mood back, obviously. That's what's happening.
Someone's had some asparagus.
Her wee does stink.
John, so he keeps, every time we mention we, John holds out his hands like a little cup. It's really creepy.
It's like a moon cup.
Is it a moon cup for period?
I don't know what it's
oh,
for.
Oh, move on.
Is he talking?
Yeah.
Chloe, get us out of this. Get us out of it. Get us out of it, Chloe.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the radio. It is the radio. I am John Holmes on it. It's just gone past the time. Important question, of course. It's Advent Calendar Day. Say the thing. Advent calendars, on the front of them, is it a door, is it a window, or a flap? Alan Davis.
Door.
Thank you. Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's what, you see, this is the big issue, and it's dividing the nation.
Is it?
Some people go flaps. Oh, that's not ridiculous. Right at all, is it?
You can't go through a flap.
No. It doesn't make any sense. Have you got an advent calendar?
I got one today, actually.
Did you?
I got the last one in John Lewis.
Oh, you pomps. Yeah. what was on it?
It's a terrible thing. It's like, as you barred. They never knowingly undersold, you know.
What's on your advent calendar? What's on your John Lewis? Well, I could have just gone down Sainsbury's, but
yeah. No, I couldn't. I wasn't near Sainsbury's. I bet they've got loads. Piled eye.
I can't
shift them.
What's on the front of your advent calendar?
I don't even know. It's the last one. I didn't have any choices.
No.
It's for my daughter.
Of course.
I'm picking her up shortly. I better have one.
Yeah, you'll be in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, we want to know what's behind the first door, though.
So chocolate.
It's a chocolate one.
It's chocolate, yeah. It's chocolate.
How are you, Alan Davis?
I'm good.
Good.
Oh, yeah,
nice
well.
To see you.
Yeah, I'm all good.
Yeah. What's so obviously let's get it out of the way. You're here to plug a thing.
I've got a DVD.
Yeah, of course you are.
It's available for download also.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's modern, isn't it?
Yeah, or you can order it online, it'll come to your house.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Arrived by drone.
Yeah. Drone would be good. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the plugging done.
Yeah, so, yeah. Right. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Wait, what's it called?
It's called Little Victories.
Yes, it is.
It's a stand-up show I toured over the last couple of years. It's very funny. I'm in it. No one else.
Yeah,
I
just
wrote
you, is it?
No one else.
No one else.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, and
it's just one big ego trip with you, isn't it?
It's a massive ego trip.
That's all it is.
Quite a lot about my kids in it. They're paying their way.
Yeah.
So, don't resent them so much.
look, we're gonna get a traffic and travel. This is kind of the intro bit now.
Okay.
I'm gonna explain to you how this works.
I'll tell you how the traffic is. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So, if you want to get John Lewis from here, give yourself at least 40 minutes.
unless you are travelling by drone.
Yeah.
No, so what happens is now, we've done some, this is idle chit-chat just to ease us in.
Okay.
And then after the stuff happens, then we'll come back, we'll talk properly.
Slightly more intense.
That's kind of how it works, yeah,
cool.
That's when the real questioning begins.
Very good.
Good. Right, as you can hear, Alan Davis is with us this afternoon on Talk Radio, and we'll be back to talk about things, well, you know, after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out. Find out more.
This Christmas, you could be the world's greatest superhero!
Or even the fairest fairy tale princess!
To thousands of less fortunate children this Christmas, join the Sun Smiles at Christmas campaign by donating toys at your local McColl's and Toys R Us stores. Every kid deserves to smile at Christmas. Help make it happen today with the Sun.
At Wickes this Christmas, the Bosch 18-volt cordless combi drill with two batteries, toolbox and 241 accessories is only £99.99. Wickes, let's do it right.
eBay has lots of new gifts for the women in your life this Christmas.
Rob, don't forget we're at Neil and Donna's Christmas Eve.
Jewellery from Links of London.
Then we're up early Christmas Day to drive to Mum's.
Coffee machines.
And then we're at Judy's Drinks Party Boxing Day.
Designer fragrances.
So you can forget the football.
Portable radio. Discover new Christmas gifts you can click and collect at over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate you can't go wrong with gifts for her this Christmas shop.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's westbound M27 is closed between 12 at Portsmouth and 11 at Fair, and there's been an accident involving a lorry and a number of other vehicles. The London Bound M20 has two lanes out for emergency repairs. That's near Junction 9 for Ashford and Faversham. A breakdown on the M1 in Northamptonshire is causing northbound delays as you approach 17 for Dunchurch. The A38 in Alfreton remains closed northbound towards the M1 at 28. That's after a vehicle fire, and there's still disruption in the Wigan area of Manchester with the southbound side of the A49 Queen Street closed for the repairs to a collapsed bridge. I'm Joanna Adams.
At Morrison's this Christmas, selected big packs of beer and cider are any two for £20. Choose from Carling, Budweiser, Stella Artois, Strongbow and many more. Christmas. Morrison's makes it.
Majority of stores, while stocks last, exclude Scotland. 12 to 20 packs, £11 to £14 each. Max 10, please drink responsibly.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes on it. Before we continue talking to Alan Davis, though, we've just been examining the news and, well, it's fair to say it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, Cornelius, and we help, of course, by examining the big stories of the day, very much drilling down into the issues. And when, of course, you drill down into the news, frack it. In many ways. What comes out is not shale gas, but Japanese poetry. The big issues analysed in seven syllables, and five syllables again. We present the news in haikus.
Backs free movement. Hope someone comes over here and takes his job.
Never have I seen an Alan Davis with such a bemused face.
Wisdom.
It wasn't, though. It was. It's deep, actually, when you analyse the news through Japanese poetry. It should be done more often. So, Alan Davis is with us, of course. His new DVD is out for Christmas. It is called Little Victories, but, you know, he's already plugged that. So, hey, you know what chair you're sitting in, by the way?
Yeah.
Only the same one that Shakin' Stevens sat in on Paul Ross's breakfast show this
morning. Behind the green door?
Yeah. Yeah. There's an old piano.
What was the other one he had?
This old house.
It was always at number one, wasn't he?
Mm.
Constantly.
He's back.
Top of the Pops have come on. Mm. He's there again.
Look, his Wikipedia page is in the bin over there, we noticed. That's how we know he was here. We don't listen to Paul Ross, but that's how we know. Because his your Wikipedia page, I'm not going to bin. I mean, I wouldn't do that to you.
You probably should.
Not walking in the room.
I'm banned from it.
What?
I'm banned from it.
From Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Why?
My own page.
Why?
I kept going on it to correct inaccuracy. And eventually I got an email saying, stop interfering. I was going, it's me. I go, no. And there's some spotty 20-year-old student from York who made a complaint about my constant alteration.
But you're doing it in...
You don't want it to be factually accurate.
Yeah.
I want it to be the preserve of a spotty youth. It's his outlet.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
I should have started up a page about him, shouldn't I now?
Yeah, you really should do that, yeah. Just spotty youth. Yeah.
Spotty youth, just Google that. Come up.
Then get him off it.
Every picture of him.
Generic youth.
Yeah.
Look, speaking of students, by the way, we're just having this conversation during the traffic and travel there that we were all listening to very carefully. And, of course, you were at Kent University.
I was.
First comedy gigs were at Whitstable.
That's right.
In the Working Men's Club in Whitstable.
In the Whitstable Labour Club.
Mm, that's
right. Used to be under the railway bridge.
Yeah.
And their students used to live in Whitstable. They can't afford to now.
No, God, no.
No, it's been gentrified. Yeah,
very much so. Well, you'd like it. I mean, it's very up your John Lewis Street now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, now I feel right at home there. I don't want to be with the poor.
Have you been back since?
Yeah, many times. Yeah many times. Good friends of mine run a really nice gastro pub there that's got a Michelin star.
Which one's that?
It's called The Sportsman.
Oh, yeah, in Sea Salter.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. So I pop down there every now and then.
Yeah. Well, I live in Canterbury now.
So. Oh, dear.
Yeah, because I was at Kent University as well, wasn't I?
No, you were.
I was at Kent University.
You were at I was at Kent University.
Yeah. And
John went to Canterbury Christchurch Clown College, which is...
So?
It is Clown College, isn't it?
Were you accredited?
Yes, and its degrees were ratified by your stupid university.
Yeah.
So, frankly, it's the same as you.
It sounds like something to do with the Kent Constabulary to me. You're accredited, sir. Leave the county.
I did get arrested in Canterbury when I was a student there.
Did you?
Yes.
Well done. Proud of you.
Did you know that?
I didn't know this.
I did get arrested, yeah. It was, if you'd read my book, you would.
Yeah.
It was...
in the bin with the bin.
A bit marked bargain. I drunkenly collected all of the bed and breakfast signs on the way up the hill from Canterbury City Centre to the university.
Oh, yeah.
With my friend, and we hid them cleverly just, you know, in our front garden. So
there's a lot of vacancies.
So a lot of... then the police came round.
We booed Margaret Thatcher. So long ago I was at university, when she came to Canterbury to sign the agreement with President Mitterrand of France to dig a tunnel. Oh, how they'd like to block that up now. Oh, you fools!
You should have booed louder!
Yeah, why didn't you think of it before? And we went down there, and we were going, Maggie, 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 out! And she went past in a limo at about 90. She could just say, oh!
Well done, bringing down
that
bringing
was the
down
longest conversations you had with the European and their entire premiership. We'll dig half.
let's talk a bit about new QI as well.
Yeah, we've done some more of them.
Sandy's doing it now, of course.
That's right, Sandy doing a very good job.
Yeah. Were you expected? Did you give her a hard time sort of before it all started?
No, on the contrary, I tried to be of assistance
in
order to keep my job, frankly. I was for a moment there, I thought I might be out of the door.
Yeah.
You know, one of those, come this way, Mr. Davis, and then the next thing you know, you're on the street.
Yeah. but it's she's sort of slotted right into that, isn't she?
Yeah, not many people could do it, actually. I mean, we were lucky to get her, I think.
Was there a shortlist?
She was the shortlist.
Yeah.
She is a short.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She is a list of short. Yeah. Yes, she was perfect. There's not many other people we could think of. So she's really up for it, and it's sort of giving it a bit of a new lease of life, actually.
Yeah.
So it's been good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Did you find the... Because how long has it been going now?
That's 14 seasons we've done. We've got the 15th one next year. They only give us 1 year at a time, still.
Yeah.
This keeps on their toes.
Well, it's good, because it can go as long as the alphabet, and then
it'll
start again.
It'll go as long as the alphabet. I'm worried about Q already.
Yeah.
And it's coming up the year after next.
But after
Q, I think it's plain sailing through to X.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a lot of Gillian Anderson questions and David Duchovny questions and something about xylophone.
Yeah. And Ray.
Xanadu. Yeah. And that's it.
And that's all you've got.
Yeah.
Well, with QI, though, you can technically spin half an hour out of one... question.
We'll just book Ross Noble.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a bit thin this week. Get Noble in.
That'll be fine. All right. So look, what else is because the amount? Because I was looking through your Wikipedia page.
And, oh you know, no.
Yeah. I was.
Which I'm banned.
Which you are banned.
And then get this. Then they email me and they say, "Would you contribute some money to Wikipedia? We haven't got any money." Oh, you want my money?
You don't want me.
You don't want my facts. facts. Factual
what
information.
What facts were you trying to correct? What was
I can't even remember. That was years ago.
Right.
I don't remember. But what else am I doing? Jonathan Creek's on 28th of December.
Yes, it is. Do you know what?
New special.
I got an email from, because you're PRing your DVD.
I am. It's doing PRing me out of it.
Yes, you are. And I got an email from the PR of Jonathan Creek saying, John, Alan
Davis. Talk over him.
Alan Davis is on.
Don't let him mention the DVD! He's Jonathan Creek!
That's what was going on, that's what was down! In capital letters!
They yell,
make him
they?
Talk, ask him about Creek! She's going.
He mentions that live show, talk over it!
So Creek's back.
Yeah, it is. It's a good one, actually.
It's
a spooky, creepy one where Jonathan Creek
Warwick Davis is
in danger.
It.
Warwick Davis is very good in it, very funny.
But he was in here a couple of weeks ago, and he asked him what he was doing next.
I wonder why this chair was pumped up to I'm touching the table.
He didn't mention Jonathan Creek.
He's wiped it.
He's been on his Wikipedia page, he's taken it off.
We zapped him with one of those pens.
You can't do that.
I was going to say at the X-Men, but that isn't the same. That's a good one for the X-Series. The
X-Men. There you go, It was working, You mean Men in Black.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Good. So, Jonathan Creek. But when was the last one? I can't remember when that was.
A couple of years ago. Yeah.
But is that kind of nice to relax back into?
Then. It is nice, and it's 20 years ago we did the first. We filmed the first series.
Yeah,
it's really a bit mad that it's still going. But
it is now special.
It certainly is this time. I quite like the longer ones because David Remnick is who writes the whole thing. He can sort of bury the clues in. Spread them out, then we have a bit of comedy with Warwick Davis.
Yeah.
He's wiped it.
Yeah.
He'll keep watching TV the 28th of December and go, oh my God! Isn't that me?
That's that guy from Willow.
I don't remember that.
But it's become a kind of one of those institutions now. It's kind of you expect a special of certain things, and Jonathan Creek's kind of in the list.
Yeah, and David Remnick's got a bit of an old school. Idea about a special in that it ought to be special, longer, more guest stars, more plots, more intricate, so you know, like a bumper edition.
And also, in that 20 years, the magic has become a bigger thing now, would you say? So you've got all your dynamos and the other ones that there are.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of.
You know what they are? They're just not making an effort.
Yeah.
You know all that, I just do it in a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
You dress up.
Yeah.
Make an effort.
You could go and advise them.
Yeah.
In character.
Very well downplaying the whole thing. Mind you, my stand-up's quite lo-fi. Yeah. Going for a set. Light show. What's wrong with a black curtain?
Going back to Canterbury, by the way.
Yeah.
So when I graduated, and that's right, I did graduate with a degree.
Congratulations.
Ratified by your university.
Yeah, they just give them out there.
By the Constantine. Yeah.
I went to work in the Marlowe Theatre.
Yes, well, the rebuilt Marlowe Theatre or the old one?
The old one back then. And I did sound and lighting.
Right.
And you came on tour to that, to play that, and I did your sound. I knew you'd remember.
Did I play the old one?
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah.
I played the new one, it's nice.
Yeah, it is. No, you did, you definitely did.
No.
Yes! Definitely.
No, I'm sure I just did the Gulbenkian.
Maybe it was Josh Whittaker.
Yeah, mine. Mickey Fanningham. They're all the same.
Yeah.
They're always in here going, oh, DVD's there. Oh, Christmas.
Yeah, Josh was in the other day as well.
Download it.
Yeah. No, he didn't mention that. I think you've got the more modern DVD out of you and Josh.
But also not many shops will take it. You know, it's quite hard to find a DVD now.
Actually, it is.
Yeah.
I say to you, what's the point?
Yeah, because people order them online. That's all they do now, isn't it? So you have to.
But the kids
say it's out in the shops, but actually everyone's just clicking on it.
Yeah, the kids don't watch DVDs now. So
no, what they kind of know. They're hoping that someone will rip it and put it on. They want their content for free. Well, you can't have it.
Yeah,
I'm all over that.
Yeah, rightly so. Yeah,
Look, at least you can't till January.
It doesn't matter anymore. So in terms of live shows, then, because of the acting as well, because you've done, you've done proper acting.
I have done a bit of work. You know.
I mean, you're in that chef.
I always feel like when I'm doing. That I'm just sort of waiting for someone to tap me on the shoulder and say, all right, you've had your fun, on your way with your lisp, what are you doing? But we did, the most recent thing I did was Damned for Channel 4 with Joe Brand, that was good fun. So I like to do it sometimes, but it does interfere with seeing the kids and being at home. The touring's a bit better, you can do three shows a week and go home, so I like that.
That's not even a proper talk.
I don't
lazy.
Really, it's the work-life balance, John, it's very important.
You've got to get time, you've got to get on John Lewis, haven't you?
John Lewis, just go. Go upstairs and buy some wooden toys.
It It's just, it's you're lazy, aren't you? That's what you're saying. It's just a...
I don't want to really work.
No.
No. Certainly not.
Well, what's the, where does the, in your, and I'm not calling you old, right, but you know, you've done a lot.
I'm only 15.
Yeah, which is fine. What still gives you the buzz? Is it the live stuff?
Stand-up's my thing, yeah, it is. And that's the thing, when everything else eventually tips into the sea, I'll be able to do that.
Relentlessly.
I think of myself as a stand-up comedian, that's what I think of myself. No one else does, but I definitely, I consider myself to be a stand-up comedian.
Did you do, I know you, obviously we talked about what you did at uni, the same one I was at. Did you, do comedy as, because you did drama, right?
Yeah, I did, but I always wanted to do comedy, you know, and I was hoping to have one of those, have that kind of Rick Mayall, Adrian Edmondson meeting of minds, and I did meet some very funny people, but they were lazy as all hell. Yeah. So in the end, I had to get up on my own.
So there was no double act.
There was no double act. I say, well, what time do you want to meet then? Oh, God, do we have to? So, you know, you did need a bit of, I'm quite envious sometimes of people who can collaborate and get on with other people. Yeah. I don't seem to manage that.
And when you write, because as you were keen to point out at the beginning, it is written by you.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you write
it or do you notes? What's the Alan Davis way of writing?
It's notes and then it's sifting through the notes and then it's work in progress. I quite often do that in the cafe at John Lewis.
Yeah.
Just talking to people in the queue.
You're kind.
Yeah, they did a very good Greek salad. I don't quite know how this has happened. Other department stores are available.
But they're just not as good.
They're just not as good, are they? Well, they really are Ponzi. Oh, they're in Kensington.
we've finished where we started with our guest this afternoon, because we're out of time. Alan Davis.
Thank you.
Whose DVD is... Actually, I'm doing it for you.
Good.
It's out now.
It's out now. It's available. Click on it. Put it in your basket.
Pleasure to have you in.
Thanks.
Alan Davis there on Talk Radio. Next, the big debate at 3. And after that, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. The patience and knowledge of our very own news reporter, Alex Dibble, being questioned as to the life and works of full set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. At around 2:45 this afternoon. You should come on and play.
Yeah.
You should go and play. It's only on the phone. Yeah. You don't do anything much now, do you?
Not today, I've got to get my daughter from school.
Yeah, you do that. do it next week.
Next week.
And then you plug your DVD again.
Yeah.
And we'll find out what was in behind
the advert. It'll be sold out by then.
So we'll be doing that around about 3:45. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Pants. Just what I wanted. Said no one. Ever. At B&Q, we've loads of Christmas gifts you'll really want. Like the Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for an incredible £36. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hour servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Normal conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoon, it is exactly 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Southgate comments on football abuse scandal, a deal for prison staff, and Buzz Aldrin is in hospital.
Talk Radio.
The New England football manager has praised former players who've spoken out about being sexually abused as children. It's on the day the NSPCC has revealed it's received almost 900 calls on a special hotline set up last week. Gareth Southgate says he played alongside one of the alleged victims.
With the benefit of hindsight, you always relay then things that you've seen from the past and have an understanding of, oh, okay, maybe that's why we saw things we saw. So I think it's a very difficult situation. I think the world was very different 20 years ago.
Frontline prison officers are going to be offered improved pay and pensions after weeks of controversy over safety in jails. The government struck a deal with union bosses, which also includes potentially retiring 3 years earlier. The terms will go to a ballot. A 15-year-old boy has been charged with manslaughter after a Polish man was killed in Essex. Arkadiusz Jozwik died 2 days after sustaining head injuries in the attack in Harlow in August. Immigration to the UK has reached a record level as the number of EU citizens coming to live here has reached an historic high. Overall, net migration shows 335,000 more people moved to Britain than left during the period ahead of June's referendum. It's as the Foreign Secretary's Boris Johnson's team has denied reports he supports freedom of movement. Here's Brexit Secretary David Davis.
He believes that some immigration is useful. We all agree that. That is not the same as thinking that free movement of people, as it now stands, is a good idea. It's a problem.
A minute's silence will be observed at all of next week's Champions League and Europa League matches following a plane crash in Colombia that killed most of a Brazilian football team. British air accident investigators are going to examine the flight recorders in an attempt to discover what caused the disaster. And Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon, has been evacuated from the South Pole after falling ill. The 86-year-old was there as a tourist when his condition deteriorated.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Rather cloudy and dry with the best.
The weather!
Oh, that's got a lot of gusto. Is it because you're excited? Because you just met Alan?
She's called Victoria. What?
That had more energy in than normal. Is it because you're so excited because Alan Davis is here?
What do you mean?
Well, you're a massive fanboy. Oh, I did your sound at a gig. Do you remember me? That's my impression of you to him. He was like, no.
I think I like Alan Davis, he's alright.
Yeah. I think you think he's more than alright. Anyway, rather cloudy and dry, the best of the sunshine across Wales and southern England, highs of 10 degrees.
Is there more in half an hour?
I say that at 5:30, but there will be, yes.
Yeah, I know. Well, you should let people know.
There's more in half an hour.
Right then, next on the programme, of course, there's the big debate. Before that, however, there's the sport. Now, Ben Fletcher, this is Ben, he has got the sport, and today it's live, bear with me, the pre-recorded sport is live from where a dog with road rage is on a motorbike.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. New England manager Gareth Southgate says captain Wayne Rooney isn't guaranteed a starting place in the side. Former under-21 spot from Spain's Australian side to take the opportunity on a four-year deal. He says Rooney will keep the armband. He might have to share it when he's the captain. That's about at the beginning of the interim period. I think what's also clear is that I've only selected him to start in 2 of the 4 matches in the camp, so it's obviously interesting. Despite the reports, there's no option for the FA to break his contract after the 2018 World Cup. Tottenham striker Harry Kane has signed a new long-term contract, keeping him at White Hart Lane until 2022. Despite a spell on the sidelines with injury, Kane scored 6 goals in 10 appearances so far this season. Finally, rugby, Watford's number 8 Nathan Hughes will make his first start for England this weekend in replacement of Jeremy Vanacola against Australia in Saturday's Autumn International. Harlequins win Marlon Yard. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there it was, Ben's pre-recorded sport, live from the back of a motorbike, being ridden by a dog with road rage, on Talk Radio, in the afternoons. The big debate is coming next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Mr.
A lot of sitcom ideas coming in this afternoon. Thank you for them. We'll rattle through as many as we can, of course. This is us helping out the broadcasters with their Christmas schedules with sitcom ideas. A lot coming in.
Thank you.
All you have to do, the rules are, you need to put the protagonist's name in the title. And if it's a well-known phrase or saying, all the better. That's how the best sitcoms work, of course. Sticks and stones will break my bones. Eddie Stick and Ian Stones work...
the comic.
Work, yeah, if you like. Work in an abattoir and are in charge of the crushing machine. Sticks and stones will break my bone. Live and let live. Eddie Liv jointly owns a rented flat with Ian Lett, which they let to Eddie's brother, Terry Liv. Live and let live. This is coming from Gavin. Turkey's voting for Christmas. Eddie Christmas is running for office, but will he gain support from the poultry community? Have you got one there?
Yeah, this is from Malky, who says,
yep.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Yes.
Eddie Horse is bulimic. However, every time he vomits, within the deluge is a rare crystal. He has to conceal these crystals whilst having to deal with what can be quite a debilitating eating disorder. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Who sent that in?
Malky.
Don't get in touch ever, ever again. It's time for the big debate. So, overseas. Let us travel to overseas. We learn that Prince Harry has met Rihanna in Barbados. And in New York, a man has stolen a bucket of gold off a lorry. It's a bucket of gold worth $1.6 million. And I mean, quite literally, when he tries to sell it, he'll have to say, I got it off the back of a lorry. No word yet as to why Prince Harry and Rihanna is deemed news, however. Famous man meets famous woman. How'd you like them apples, Woodward and Bernstein? Also in Britain, the papers, though, are full of cars coming to a stop because of petrol prices. There are new rules on running your engine while outside houses. And in other news, Boris Johnson, we're led to understand, supports freedom of movement. Although this time he means regarding immigration rather than between his wives and secretaries, as is usual. On the line listening to that and hearing me say the words full and stop in there, but five words apart, is Hugo, who's called into Talk Radio this afternoon. Good afternoon, Hugo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. You're in Birmingham, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm in Birmingham. And James Joyce, he didn't bother with one of his novels, and his novel was unreadable, but along with all the others.
Yeah.
It makes no difference. He bashed them. Anyway, everyone, John, everyone over-punctuates.
You think so?
Well, people on social media, you know, posting, oh, I just had my leg crushed by a bus going to Devizes, FMVP, etc. 100 exclamation marks.
Yes.
Now, needless, but at least they express something. Unlike full stops. You see, what does a full stop say? It just simply says, I'm bored with this sentence.
Yes.
Proust, à la recherche de son perdu. Famous opening sentence. Everyone's bandied around so long. Opening line. I used to go to bed early. That's it. Full stop. And I'm bored of dissenters.
Yeah.
I'm bored of the whole bloody book, John.
Well, you've got, all right. No, well, you make a valid point, Hugo.
Thank you. Goodbye. Stay on the line.
Because I want to bring in Ross to that. Ross is listening to you, and Ross thinks you're a racist and an idiot, don't you, Ross? Hello, Ross?
Go on.
Hello, Ross. How are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Now, you've been listening to Hugo there. You think he's a racist and an idiot because he doesn't like full stops. Is that right?
Oh, a bit of that, yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about full stop? I mean, Hugo's saying there it's lazy. It's just the lazy sentence thing.
What's he worried about full stops for? There's people spitting in lips, and he's worried about that. Full stop, we need full stops. First thing Shakespeare ever wrote was a full stop. Mm. It's a fact.
Hugo,
I am racist. Hello, I am racist. So yeah. Thank you for bringing that up because, of course, it's socially acceptable now. The thing about a full stop is it finishes a conversation.
Yes, it finishes it.
You see, I think everything should be an ellipsis, a simple dot, dot, dot.
No,
have more dots if anything.
Well, look.
Can we get rid of paragraphs next? What do you have to feel about a paragraph?
That's got a point.
Oh, here we go. Here we do it. Right. Okay. I think I know who Ross is now. This is a conspiracy among the Capital Letter Brigade, John, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, now, I've heard that argument.
You than to give a platform to an obvious Capital Letter lobbyist like Ross.
Look, is it time efficient? Listen, answer this question. Right. Surely. Right.
Yes, I will.
And what? Right, I'm
in. Is it all? Give yourself cow pole and sit the fuck down.
Right, sit yourself down. Now listen to this. Right, it's does it or does it not? Right, is it time efficient to get rid of full stop? Because if you are stopping in a sentence,
right,
stopping in a sentence, aren't you? Stopping right there, right? Get rid of them. Time efficient. It's faster reading. You can get through more in your day.
Thank you.
Hold that thought.
Thank you,
Ross. It's time efficient, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul. If you got rid of full stops,
yes,
people will be talking longer. They'll be reading longer.
Yeah, but
you
think that's a good thing, as far as you're concerned. Yeah,
it is a good thing.
All right. Well, hang on. What about telegrams? Because remember telegrams back? Because with telegrams, you had to write the word stop, then you had to say stop at the end of sentences. Stop, like that, didn't you? Should we then?
Period.
Stop.
Ross.
Period.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you are so into full stops punctuation, Ross, would you like us to speak punctuation as we're now demonstrating? Would you look like this? Do you think we should speak punctuation? Dash. Why? Question mark.
Question mark. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Exclamation mark.
There you are. Has either of you used a full stop? The answer is no. They're not necessary. In my work as a lecturer in prehistoric culture, symbolism and sexuality at the University of Wolverhampton North, I can tell you full stops are a very modern construct in language.
Yes.
As the Aboriginals didn't have a word for goodbye, and they didn't have a word for my knees hurt, and nor did they have full stops, society was much the richer for it! Exclamation mark!
I need to get a Nurofen.
Hugo, listen, you in the middle of that sentence,
Hugo,
wait, Ross, I'm talking to him. Hugo, you said in the middle of that, right? And that's basically a break in the sentence, isn't it? You broke the sentence. If you don't like a break so much, why did you in it? Exclamation mark yourself.
Question mark. Is he gone?
Yeah, well, are you talking to me?
Yes!
What's this splatterbang one? What's that one called? I want to do that one.
That's a hashtag splatterbang, isn't it?
No. Just a minute.
Never mind.
Simon, can you get the file from the top of my... What? An interrobang!
Listen!
I've got a friend who says end all. Is that better?
End of interrobang.
There you go. Well, no, because you could. Simon. Why don't you do that in a sentence? Why don't you simply say, right, I've had enough of listening to you, Hugo, you're a racist, end off. And that is a summer, that's like a full stop, isn't it?
The beauty of that, yeah, you've got a full stop at the end of it, yeah.
In Sweden, all right, how do you like this? In Sweden, right? Now, this is, right, Hugo, this is, they do trials in Sweden.
Let's go, go on. Go on.
Go on, do the Sweden bit. Go on.
Never great Yarmouth. Never great Yarmouth.
Always overtyping the same old document every day.
And always. What are they doing now? They found a pen, have they?
Yeah. They've done a thing where they've stuck a big thing on another thing, and it's all coming out the side. Go on.
A duck's face.
There on the train, thinking, "Why am I doing this?" Go on.
In Sweden, they've
got two in 1 week, Hugo. Bloody hell.
Listen to my words. They've culled full stops. They've had squads of stormtroopers going around libraries and bookshops, wherever books congregate. They've been tearing the full stops out. They've dumped them by the side of the road. The elks are eating them, and elks are dying of punctuation poisoning. Is that what you want?
No. You see, because it was a part of our culture for a long time, but it's time for us to move on and evolve. Just as racism was completely unacceptable for a long time, but 100 years ago, of course, racism was the norm and is again today. These things are cyclical, and I do accept that full stops may have their place at some point, but I don't. There, I've been bored of the sentence.
Yes, and now you've stopped
it. Yeah,
I've got
bored of you.
Full stop. Okay, let me go on to this route with you, because is it a cost thing? Are we talking about the cutbacks here, and it would help the economy, because it would save ink, right? Now, ink is expensive, but I looked this up earlier. A barrel of crude ink is currently $49.44, right? There's a report on all the front pages today, of course, about the cost of ink. Last time this happened, you remember, in the 1980s, the closure of the ink mine. Of course, running battles, running ink. Ink was running at policemen. Mrs. Thatcher, all children had a bottle of ink. Mrs. Thatcher came along. She took the bottle of ink from the children. They had a bottle of ink at playtime. Thatcher, the ink snatcher, they called her. Is this a financial issue, Hugo?
Well, partially. I mean, one has to factor that in. We all remember the ink shortage. We all remember when vowels were banned for 4 or 5 years, gave rise to things like flicker and motar and grindar and things like that. Perhaps it's a good thing. Better for the. I'm bored of this sentence.
Say I'm bored of you. Stop. Full stop. Ross. Can you, Ross? Can you sum up the debate for us in one word, please?
Philip Black.
Thank you. Hugo.
Period.
Thank you very much indeed. Right. It is 17 minutes past three, and that is the big debate. What do you think, though? Do you think we need full stops in this day and age? Hugo, very much against them. Ross there, very much for them. But do we need them, full stops, in this day and age? In post-Brexit Britain, when we've got high-speed trains and werewolves. Do we need full stops? Let us know. Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and this is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
eBay has a huge range of fantastic new Christmas decorations.
Looks like the neighbours are starting to put up their decorations.
Luxury Christmas wreaths and baubles.
Well, we're going to do better than a few flashing lights.
100 metres of fairy lights.
Their 6-foot Christmas tree.
12-foot Christmas trees.
And their funny snow globes.
A snow machine. Just click and collect new Christmas decorations and home essentials from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate outdo your neighbour's Christmas decoration shop.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on these Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business uses only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
At Wickes this Christmas, the Bosch 18-volt cordless combi drill with two batteries, toolbox and 241 accessories is only £99.99. Wickes, let's do it right.
The festive season is almost here. The tree's up, the lights are on, and now all you need are the presents to go under it.
Oh dear, novelty pyjamas and Christmas jumpers again. You can do better than that. Give them a cool gift they'll love this year with digital radio. DAB digital radios are really clever these days. As well as more digital stations than ever before, they're easy to use and some include great features like Bluetooth. Get set for Christmas with digital radio.
Check out the latest DAB digital radios on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
If you love radio, go digital.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
All the restrictions on Hampshire's westbound M27 have been lifted, but it is still so after earlier problems near junction 11 for Fareham and Gosport. The M1 through Buckinghamshire is struggling northbound. This is past an accident near junction 14 for Milton Keynes. One of the three lanes is closed. No change for Derbyshire's A38 around the M1 at 28. It's closed after a vehicle fire for emergency repairs. The M6 north in Cheshire is heavy past a breakdown near 18 at Middlewich. And in Wigan, the A49 Queen Street is still closed south near Wallgate after a bridge collapsed. I'm Joanna Adams.
Lidl have an incredible wine offer for you this week. Our award-winning Cimarosa Australian Shiraz Cabernet was £3.89 and now only £2.99 a bottle. Christmas really has come early. See the range for yourself in store. Every little thing for Christmas. Offer ends 7th of December, subject to availability, excludes NI selected stores.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Stewart.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You do not have long left, by the way, to get your vote in as to whether the front of an advent calendar has doors, windows or flaps. The Twitter poll continues to run for about another 8 minutes. Is that right? I think 8 minutes.
8 minutes, then we're calling it.
Then we're calling it definitively for Britain. Is it a door, a window or a flap? Tell us why as well. A lot coming in on that. We'll get some reactions for the big debate in a moment. But let me just give you this. Deadfall says here, you can see through windows and see what's behind them. They are doors.
You can see through a lot of doors.
In the front. He doesn't mention that.
If you poke through the letterbox.
Dave said Victoria's logical approach actually shines new light on the whole debate about doors, windows or flaps. Hashtag door or window or flap. Honestly, I can't get my head around it. K Bear said, is Newsreader Victoria just another one of Jake Yap's characters? Do keep your reactions coming in. Here's some that have come into today's big debate about whether or not we need full stops. Do we need full stops in post-Brexit Britain? Do we need them when we've got high-speed travel and werewolves? What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, I was listening to the Talk Radio Full Stop Breakfast this morning.
Yep.
Of course, that's named because as soon as you turn it on, afterwards you stop listening to it straight away. The Full Stop Breakfast.
Yeah, that's coming in from Paul Ross's producer.
Yes, and this says, John, I love punctuations in every single form possible. I get a semi over semicolons.
Right, thank you very much indeed. This is John. Outlawing of full stops. This is for anyone. This is a punctuation in general. Now, hanging punctuation such as bullet points, quotations, and hyphens. Hanging's too good for them. That's coming from don't quite understand that, but sort of do. Right, it's time for today's diversity paper review. Matt. Blob. Is with us in the studio for our diversity paper review. The newspaper's gone through each and every day by a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Matt's diversity is that he is...
I'm Jewish.
Yes. What's in your papers?
Sam news. The news that hasn't been covered anywhere else.
Yeah, that's right. I know you've sifted through it with your fine-tooth comb.
Just scroll down really far to find stories that are this high quality.
Yeah, go on then.
It's the 1st of December, so I thought it'd be Christmassy.
I must ask you, doors, windows or flaps?
Well, this won't surprise you. I've never had an advent calendar in my life.
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. But if
I don't know.
If you were to name... You've seen one.
Yes,
is it a door, a window or a flap?
I've never heard them called flaps before, but if I had to, I'd call them flaps.
Fine. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
No. Next.
Yeah. Christmas tree. With just one bauble a year after it erected a wonky tree, as we go all the way to East Yorkshire and Goole, I believe it's pronounced.
Yeah, you haven't been there, of course.
Goole? No. I've been to Yorkshire. Yeah. Oh. But, no.
Yeah, I mean, as we've established every week, you barely have left North London, apart from once when you went to Burnley and didn't like it.
Pretty much. So a town was ridiculed last year because it erected a wonky Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You know, every town puts up their lights. Like Cornelius did the fireworks and people turn on their lights.
Yeah.
And that's all very nice. But this town has a habit of putting up quite naff Christmas trees. And this year, it's only got one bauble on. And one 18-year-old member of the town said, "I just can't believe it. It happens each year. Each year, the tree is either bent or crooked or drunk," he says. I don't know how a tree can be drunk.
Drunk?
Yeah, I don't know how a tree can be drunk.
Well, I suppose if you put it in beer, not water... It's a living thing.
We never did that in biology.
No.
We really should.
What if you can get a plant drunk? Logically, you should be able to.
In theory.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Right. But he just said, I think Goole. She'd give up bothering to have one. It's just horrendous. Which is a fair point.
This happens every year at this time, doesn't it? Last year was Herne Bay or something. They put the decorations up and they're rubbish and people moan about them and then the newspapers put it in the newspapers because it's a thing.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Ish.
It's just a rubbish tree.
Do you have a Christmas tree at home?
Not yet, but I will have.
You will. And how much do you decorate it? I assume lots of baubles?
So I'd like to think stylishly.
Stylishly.
But now I have children. It's an apocalypse.
Really?
Yeah, it's a tinsel apocalypse.
How?
And so much so that in the last 2 years, my children are 4 and 6, in the last 2 years, I have bought them their own tree, so they can let loose on that and leave my bloody tree alone. Frankly.
Who'd you get to help you put the star on top?
I stand on a sideboard. I like a big tree.
Have you ever accidentally been put on top of a Christmas tree?
Not accidentally.
That was a crazy Christmas party.
Yeah, right? Story number two.
Story number two. Big fan of Princess Diana. Princess D, as she was named.
Princey D.
Princey D. Yeah. You know, she died quite a few years ago now.
Yes.
And
have you got any more recent news?
No, that was it. So for those of you who haven't been around recently, Princess Diana, she's gone.
For those of you just waking up.
But I don't know if you know, Trafalgar Square has those four plinths.
Yeah, I do know that Trafalgar Square has four plinths.
Yeah, and on the fourth plinth, they always have a different art exhibition that goes on for a couple of months.
Yes.
Depending. Right. There's the finger, the big finger, the thumbs
it's
up.
It's a big thumb up.
It's the thumb up at the moment.
Yeah, there was the artist Alison Lapper, of course, famously, did a self-portrait. She's the artist that hasn't got arms, and she was pregnant, and she did a huge self-portrait in sculpture of herself. That's what, the gift horse was last year, wasn't it? A sort of horse with a bow around its neck. Yes, so what they got now?
Now you can... they're trying to get a sculpture of Princess Diana on an upturned car as she rides a horse. You do have to ask the question, is it too soon? But it could be unhealthy.
On an upturned... What's the horse got to do with it? Is that now implicated in the conspiracy theories?
She's riding a horse on an upturned car.
Why?
And it would commemorate the 20th anniversary of her tragic death.
Would not commemorate it.
No. I mean...
That's just really bad taste.
If you were to ask her how she wanted to be remembered...
Yeah.
She probably wouldn't say on a horse on an upturned car.
No.
Why the horse? I mean,
It's not like Horatio Nelson at the top of the columns, just got like blasted out chest pieces on the actual statue. Why are they thinking of doing it with Diana?
She's carrying a mirror. I don't know why. But they're looking for public donations, and they need to raise £430,000.
I mean, the upturned car thing, questionable, but there wasn't a horse involved. So I don't understand what... I mean,
it's art, okay?
Yeah. I mean, if Prince Philip was standing next to her going... That's one conspiracy theory.
That's true.
But I can't see the point of putting Diana... Or just Diana on a horse would be alright.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Or just Diana.
Or just Diana.
Yeah. Well, I won't be donating.
Okay. Well, hold that thought, because we need you to hang about and do some more paper reviews, but we've got to take a break because Victoria's here.
With the real news.
With the real news. 3:30. And in the next half an hour, of course, Alex Dibble, speaking of news, our very own news hound Alex Dibble, will be playing this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. The National Police Chiefs Council says around 350 people have come forward in the last week to say they were abused as children in football. Meanwhile, the Football Association is looking into allegations that a top club paid hush money to a former youth player. Here's the FA's chief executive, Martin Glenn.
We have clear laws and rules in the game that need to be followed, and if there's been any evidence of a breach of those, so hushing up would be one, subject to due process, when it's our turn to apply the rules, we absolutely will, from top to bottom, regardless of size of club.
A 15-year-old boy has been charged with manslaughter after a Polish man was attacked in Essex in August. The victim suffered head injuries in Harlow and died 2 days later. The number of people from the EU migrating to the UK has hit a new high. An estimated 284,000 arrived in the year ending to June. That's 19,000 more than the year before. A minute's silence will be observed at all of next week's Champions League and Europa League matches following the plane crash in Colombia. British air accident investigators are involved in examining the flight recorders. And former astronaut Buzz Aldrin is being treated in hospital after becoming unwell in the South Pole. The second man on the moon was there as a tourist when he fell ill. The weather, some patchy rain in northern areas tonight. Patchy frost and fog is also likely, with the temperature getting down to freezing. Tomorrow generally dry but rather cloudy with some sunny spells at times. Highs of 8. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. The poll has now closed. I am led to believe our Twitter poll this afternoon of whether or not the things on the front of the advent calendar are doors, windows or flaps. Which do you call it? It's divided the nation. Divided them.
We'll just count up the votes now.
Obviously, it is a poll, so it won't be accurate.
No, we'll have to come back to it, John.
Why?
Because we got to set it up with all the vox pops and stuff.
Yeah, right.
And we don't want to confuse the show.
Okay. I forgot we'd done that, actually.
Yeah.
So consider this like a tease.
Yeah. What I was thinking is, Matt, can you pretend your final story on the paper review is the shock result, and then that's how we'll get into it?
Yeah. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
So we'll just do that. All right. So we'll start the show again proper in 3, 2... Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. Later, the results of that Twitter poll that we did on whether the front of advent calendars are doors, windows or flaps. And we'll be talking more to Matt Blom.
Blom. Blom.
You're all children. Yeah. All children.
Jill Blom.
Diversity paper Blom.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Matt's with us. He's got the diversity paper review. Already we have talked inappropriate Diana sculpture and crap Christmas tree. And now where... Which depth of the... What news barrel have you scraped next?
Somewhere in New York.
All right.
I don't know. In fact, I'm talking about robberies.
Oh, I know about this, yeah.
Do you?
Is this the gold bucket?
This is real news.
Yeah.
That affects people in New York.
Yeah.
And bucket thieves. An opportunistic thief has stolen a pot of gold worth nearly £1.3 million from armoured truck and walks away. And they reckon he didn't even know there had gold in it.
Yeah, because there's a CCTV of him struggling with it, because obviously gold heavy.
Very heavy.
And he thought he was nicking a bucket.
But like, what do you get that's worth anything in a bucket, really? I mean, the only thing that at school I remember buckets had a lot of what's it called? The stuff that you put on vomit to clear it up. We had a lot of those in the buckets. Sawdust.
Okay. Good. All right. Frog spawn.
In bucket?
Yeah. Other kind of porn is available.
Oh, I don't live in the countryside.
Other amphibious pornography.
Yeah, all right.
The man's gone on the run to Florida, they reckon.
He's got it's a slow run with that bucket of gold.
It's a very long way away.
But the thing is, if he obviously went to grab it and just tried to pick it up and then couldn't because it was... Why was there a bucket of gold? Do we know?
It was £86 it weighed. That's heavy.
That is heavy.
That's like a whole John Holmes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's not that heavy. We talking about. That's a very rude thing to say, isn't it? Was it outside Donald Trump? Was it Donald Trump, as someone put on Twitter earlier today, redecorating the inside of his lift? Was that
he must have been, but it was just there, and it was in an armored truck. And yeah. Maybe they were taking it in and out of a bank.
Yeah.
Possibly old Trump Tower.
Yeah. And the guard had just gone to get his phone from the seat or something.
Exactly. And the guy had to walk past. But you'd think he'd be able to chase after him. Like, it's quite obvious if he's, like, kind of stumbling along.
Yeah. Because it takes him quite a while to get up the road with a bucket of gold.
Yeah.
But no one stopped him.
Also, if he didn't know it was gold, right, unless he doesn't look his height, it's just really heavy. Mm. After about 10 metres, I would think, it's not worth it.
Yeah, chuck it away.
Yeah.
But he's got... But what's he going to do with it? Because now everyone knows about the bucket. He's not going to go into a gold... cash for gold shop. And go, I've got a bucket of gold.
But it's gold flakes as well. So it's like the bits that aren't used.
Oh.
So it all has to be melted down. And they might all be different carats of gold.
What he should... Well, he can melt that down himself.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
What's the melting point of gold?
I don't know. I know the melting point of rock.
Witches?
No, it's nothing to do with witches. It's 7,500 degrees Fahrenheit.
But what rock is that?
Rock. Yeah. And I know that because that's the title of Bon Jovi's second album. 7,500 degrees Fahrenheit. The melting point of rock. Yeah? So, literally, though, if he tries to sell it, he'll have to say...
Do you want a flake?
Where'd you get this?
Yeah.
I got it off the back of a lorry.
I found
it's
it.
True story.
I know a guy, wink, wink, nudge,
yeah,
nudge.
But I suppose you could give it away flake, but you could sell it to chefs, because they often make things with flakes of gold in, don't they?
For some reason.
Poncy desserts.
No one knows why.
Yeah, so you could sell it flake by flake to chefs. There. I've helped him out there.
Mm.
Okay, he's got a bucket of gold. Where are we going next?
There's a huge story that I found in the news about advent calendars.
And
about it, like, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's literally in all the newspapers.
Yeah.
But it was embargoed until 3:30 this afternoon.
That's
so it's
right,
only
yeah.
hitting the papers now.
Yeah.
But it was all to do with, like, everyone's favourite advent calendars this year.
Yeah.
And what they were naming the doors.
Or windows.
Or the windows. Or the flats.
Yeah. We have to still remain.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, because the sun has gone with doors.
Yeah.
The mirror's gone with windows,
yes.
Ironically. And the BBC has gone with flaps.
Yeah, well, they often do.
Exactly. So, and the Telegraph is undecided.
Yeah.
And there's no surprise the Metro's gone right down
the middle. And the Mail are calling them immigrants.
Exactly. So,
the Mail are calling for shut doors and shut windows.
So, yeah, so that's that story. I'm really not sure what I'd be calling them, though, but I'm hoping you can help me out.
Well, it's interesting, because we've been talking about this afternoon, and the nation has spaked. The nation is up in arms, or legs, regarding whether or not they are doors, windows, or flaps on the front of an advent calendar. I say doors. I'm firmly in the door camp. You open a door, see what's behind it on the advent calendar. It's not a window. Mm-hmm. All right? That's what I think. Cornelius thinks windows.
Windows, definitely. Absolutely windows.
For some reason.
Yeah.
But, I like flaps.
Well... You surprise me. Before we get to the results, obviously, being a radio station, what we've done to waste a little bit of time is to send our work experience, he's called Not Adam, and he has been out in the office, taking the talk radio office, the talk sport office, where we are, taking the views on this very, very emotive subject. On this, the first day of Advent, this is what he found out.
That's such a good question. Doorways into wondrous lands? Christmas calendars have a Narnia quality about them, don't they? And I suppose every time you open a flap, there's a part of you that hopes it's a doorway into a wondrous land. And therefore, that hope that you cling to every day is what drives you on.
What, the doors, right? The windows? Doors? I don't know. What do you call them?
They're windows, obviously, yeah.
Why?
Because you open a window and it's a window.
But you open doors and they're a door.
Yeah, but this is a window, not a door. Everybody knows that.
I thought door immediately.
No, window. Definitive window.
Openings and advent calendars, what are they?
It's a door, because you open doors.
But you open windows.
No, you slightly ajar windows. You don't open windows.
I don't have an advent calendar, so I don't open anything.
You don't have an advent calendar?
No.
Why not?
I'm not, like, 13.
Flaps. Doors.
Why?
Because you put numbers on doors. You don't put numbers on windows or portals, they're doors. And I get quite cross about this because you're ruining my childhood memories.
It's doors. It's doors and advent calendars. Who calls them flaps?
I call them flaps.
Well, then you're just ridiculous. It's not flaps. You put a cat through a cat flap.
Yeah.
It's not flaps, it's doors. You open the door for the Christmas advent calendar. Window, you could just about get away with it, but flaps, no. I'm sorry.
I don't know. A door. Window. No, I meant window. Can I change my answer? No, it's a door. It's a door. Door.
All right, thank you.
And that's what they thought in the office here today at Talk Radio. I mean, that's...
Some very good arguments.
Very good arguments putting forward. And if you're still joining in with it on Twitter, we do need your reasons as to why as well. The result, though, of the Twitter poll is in here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And we'll tell you the result after the break.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
At Argos, our Christmas home event is now on, with hundreds of deals across decorations, furniture and kitchen electricals to get your home ready for Christmas. Buy online today, delivered to you today, with fast-track same-day delivery. Go Argos. Offer ends 13th of December. Conditions apply. Order by 6 p.m. 90% UK coverage.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun on Sunday this weekend? That's right, cash! Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. Just call it an early Christmas present from us. It's all part of The Sun's great giveaway, hey! So pick up your copy this Sunday. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts, and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jetzu Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
All the restrictions on Hampshire's westbound M27 have been lifted, but it is still slow after earlier problems near junction 11 for Fareham and Gosport. The M1 through Buckinghamshire is struggling northbound. This is past an accident near junction 14 for Milton Keynes. One of the three lanes is closed. No change for Derbyshire's A38 around the M1 at 28. It's closed after a vehicle fire for emergency repairs. The M6 north in Cheshire is heavy past a breakdown near 18 at Middlewich. And in Wigan, the A49 Queen Street is still closed south near Wargate after a bridge collapsed. I'm Jarena Adams.
Lidl have an incredible wine offer for you this week. Our award-winning Cimarosa Australian Shiraz Cabernet was £3.89 and now only £2.99 a bottle. Christmas really has come early. See the range for yourself in store. Every little thing for Christmas. Offer ends 7th of December, subject to availability, excludes NI selected stores.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pan Sour.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The afternoons, it's 4:15 to 4 o'clock. Sam Delaney with you on Drive Time. Now, the big burning issue of the afternoon, if you've been listening all afternoon, is of course this. It's the 1st of December, 1st of the month. Hang on.
Ah! Start that! Go away!
That's 1st of the month.
You didn't say no returns!
Ah, no returns! And that means it's the first day.
I almost swore when you did that.
That was the first day of Advent. So Advent calendars, of course. People open their Advent calendars. What's behind the door? But I say door.
What's behind the window?
What's behind the flap? It's divided the nation. We have run a Twitter poll. But what is it now officially to be called, according to Democracy? The results are in. The office here at Talk Radio and Talk Sport, because we share an office with them, was asked for their opinions. You've just heard that. In a little package put together by a work experience, not Adam. But the Twitter poll closed. You have spoken. Cornelius.
There were in total 94 votes cast.
94 votes cast.
Zero spoiled ballots.
Zero spoiled ballots. I'm doing it for effect. Zero spoiled ballots.
Because you can't really do that on Twitter polls.
Can't really do that on Twitter polls.
The results are...
The results are...
Flaps scored 26%.
Flaps.
Windows 26%.
Yes.
Windows scored 33%
for Windows.
And doors.
Yeah.
41%.
So the nation now has to call them doors.
Doors is Julie. You know that I would be a
liar. Was to say to you. Cleverly did that.
Yeah, well, not quite, because you didn't crossfade it.
Doesn't matter. It's quite clever, though, isn't it?
Dawes is duly elected the name for the doors on...
The doors on the calendars. They've got numbers on. They are doors. It's time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It's the nation's least favourite radio quiz. It's where a radio person's knowledge and patience are well and truly tested as to Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. Each contestant vying to get to the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played, who is already at the top of the leaderboard. And to do that, they must score some points. Playing today, Talk Radio's very own outdoor news hound, Alex Dibble, is on the telephone.
Dibble.
Good afternoon, Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
Good afternoon, John Holmes. Holmes.
So, a little bit of idle banter before we test your knowledge of Paul Ross. Alex Dibble. Dibble. You, how long have you been working in the news department, Alex? Dibble.
I have been working in the news department of this particular station for 9 months.
9 months. Since launch.
Since launch.
So you, for those that don't know, you go out and about.
That's right.
Covering
various locations across the country, like Portaloos and Beds.
Yes, that's right. You reported for us at the homecoming of the Rio athletes in Trafalgar Square, but it was too noisy, so we made you get into a Portaloo.
That's correct.
Yeah. And then you reported for us after the night of the American elections from your bed, because you'd been up all night at a party at the American Embassy.
That was also correct.
Mm. How many times have your paths crossed with the Full Set Radio Breakfast Centre Paul Ross?
Oh, dozens.
Yeah. So how knowledgeable are you on him and his works, would you say?
I have zero knowledge of his personal life.
Yeah.
And some knowledge of his professional life.
Okay, let's see if it helps. Now, this is where I bring you three questions. A, B, and C answers Alex Dibble. Dibble. And you are trying to get to the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played Paul Rossmaster. You need some points. You are trying to play for some points. Are you ready to play?
Born ready, mate.
Let's do this week's edition. Question number one, Alex Dibble.
Dibble.
Upcoming film release, film news now. And an upcoming film release that's making the news is the upcoming film release of the latest Star Wars upcoming film release, Rogue One, a Paul Ross story. Oh, he's a Rogue One. A long time ago, on a roundabout far, far away. Actually, not that far from here. It's Maidenhead, which is about 30 miles as the crow undoes its flies. Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross appears in a standalone story, leading a group of unlikely heroes on a mission to steal plans for Talk Radio's future under an evil empire. But Rogue One, a Paul Ross story, isn't the only radio-based sci-fi movie that there is. Name the other one that's the correct answer to this badly written question. Is it A, Julia Hartley Brewer's Black Hole? Is it B, Edith Horizon? A group of astronauts aboard a ship come close to Edith Bowman's Virgin Radio breakfast show. They literally can't comprehend it because nothing actually happens. Or is it C, Alien versus Jimmy Savile?
It is. What was the second one again? The Edith one. Edith Horizon.
Edith Horizon. Is that your answer?
Yes, definitely.
It's the right answer. Very good.
Yes.
Question number two. It's December the 1st, as we've been hearing, when children everywhere are undoing the first door on their advent calendars, behind which, of course, on Christmas Eve, 24 days in, is a picture of Full Set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross lying in a manger. Now, obviously, it's a pret-a-manger, where the former host of ITV's Good Sex Guide Abroad lies wrapped in swaddling clothes, bemoaning the fact that progress means his beloved roundabout that used to be wooded, as he was with each visit, is now a branch of a well-known high street overpriced lunch shop. Such is the march of progress. But the thing is, such radio-based modernisation isn't the only implausible and also downright false representation of a reputable high street outlet. Name the other one. Is it A, Chris Evans Outsize? A clothing range to fit anyone with a great big fat ginger ego. Is it B, Greg James the Bakers? Unimaginative Radio 1 based pasty outlet. Aww. Chain that is, let's be honest, despite its slightly derivative nature, is way more popular and successful than our largely independent and unsuccessful franchise. Or is it C, Ross Bros, Savile Row Tailors? We've already mentioned Savile once in this quiz today. Best not push our luck. Which one of those is it, A, B, or C?
Is it definitely one of them?
Yeah. That's why it's an answer.
I'm going to go C.
Ross Bros?
Yeah.
Is the right answer. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get on to the third question, Alex, just out of interest, right?
Yeah.
Why are you on the phone, given that you're in the office next door?
I am a very busy man from home. I've suspended actual news reporting to do Paul Ross Master, so I thought I would just save some time.
Yeah. Can you come in here for the last question?
Do I actually need to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You're going to answer to the head honchos.
Yeah. Robin, the head of news, told me off for this, but it's fine. But it just seems a bit silly, doesn't it?
Okay, I'm coming.
All right. He's just out
there. There he is.
He's out there.
Calm down.
All right.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Can I do the rest of it on the phone?
No.
Is that going to freak us out?
You can sound a bit weird, yeah.
You can hang up the phone now.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very well.
Good. Thanks for coming in. So far you've got 2 points. You're looking for some points. Question number 3 could decide it.
Excellent.
All right, it's a music question.
I thrive under pressure.
I know. I want you to have a listen to this music.
I really enjoyed that.
I know. That's so nice. That's Belinda Carlisle, singer Belinda Carlisle, with her inaccurate song. Unless, of course, she's talking about a London nightclub. Heaven is a place on earth. Anyway, here's your unrelated question.
Mm-hmm.
This week, scientists conducting DNA analysis on a rare breed of golden jackal have shown that South Central Eurasian animals such as this are in fact a close relative of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. New information shows that the I've lost the end of the question.
This is the best quiz ever!
Shh! We'll just edit it out. New information shows that the species is more closely genetically linked to the one-time star of ITV's Celebrity Fit Club than previously thought, and now the presenter will have to be reclassified as a genetic subspecies. Here's your question, Alex Dibble.
Holmes.
Name 5 famous goldens.
What, just off the cuff?
Yeah.
What, any sort of golden?
5 famous goldens. There's a time limit.
The Golden Rule.
Yep.
Golden Rule.
Good.
Golden Eagle.
Gonna put a time on you now, yeah.
Golden Bulls.
Yes.
Golden Bulls.
Yes.
Golden...
Yep.
Gold?
Yeah. That's your time.
Time's
your
up, time. Though, isn't it? Oh. Here's what I had written on the card.
Yeah.
Syrup.
Ah. Oh.
Brown, texture like sun.
Yeah, okay.
Eye.
Yeah, oh dear.
Jilly, the drunk woman from that food programme.
Golden Jilly?
No.
What?
Jilly Golden.
Oh, well, I thought I had to be golden something. I would have got that.
Yeah. And showers. So...
Well,
don't worry about that one.
So, now we've got to work out your score. Very quickly, though, it seems. Due to the fact that it's nearly time for Sam Delaney. So we just put the stuff into the system.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
How do you spell Dibble?
Yeah, how do you spell Dibble?
D-I-double-B-L-E.
Dibble.
I've put Biddle.
There's a guy downstairs.
Biddle.
Who works on one of our sister stations called Alex Biddle.
Is there?
Yeah.
That's quite funny.
No end of confusion.
Yeah.
Confusion. Right.
Okay.
Cool. Fortunately, I printed it off before the game started.
Good. So what?
I'll just rip it in half.
Yeah, so what? Alex Dibble from the news is looking, let us not forget, for some points, which will put him at the top of the leaderboard with everyone
I
else who's ever played.
I can confirm that Dibble scored.
Yes.
Really tight.
I'll have a time, yeah.
Some points.
Yeah! Yeah!
Dibble, Dibble, Biddle, Biddle, Biddle,
Lidl, Aldi,
Waitrose.
Tesco. Well done, Alex.
Great link.
Yeah. Sam Delaney's here now.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thanks you.
I better tell you what we're doing on the show.
That's kind of the tradition that happens here now, yes.
Should there be a... Oh, it's a quick one. This is... I mean, they've... Like doing a slot on my show called the LBC Half Hour, where we basically do a slot like would be on our rival station,
yeah.
LBC. And this is a cracker today because it's should we declare an amnesty for all illegal immigrants who have been here for 10 years or more? Which is actually the idea of Boris Johnson. He's raised it in cabinet, and I just wonder if people. I think it's a great idea. Let them all stay.
Yeah.
03444991000 if you disagree or agree. It is, yeah, but it's just, we haven't contrived it, it's just one of those things that happened organically.
Though the debate is over, on the front of an advent calendar, doors, windows or flaps?
Oh, God. I think it's door.
It is door, thank you. Well, it's door.
I think it's door.
And as the final word on it, Sam Delaney has been raging that debate this afternoon, as you can imagine.
Well, so.
Are you covering it on your show?
I'm waiting for... I accidentally bought some advent calendars on Amazon that I thought were Amazon Prime, but in fact, as it transpired, were coming all the way from Germany and should be arriving, I hope, by UPS today. So advent calendars are very much on my mind. I was listening to your show on my way in, and it really couldn't have been more timely. And that's what I always think about your show.
Yeah.
I think they just, whatever is on people's minds, you have an uncanny way of just tapping into
that. Yes, we do,
and
Sam.
This is a great example.
And that's what we're here for. Sam Delaney with you on Drive next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4, on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.